In their final home game at DeRay, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals knew they had to get a win to remain in playoff contention. But an equally desperate team was on the other side, the Old Aves of Eau Claire Memorial. Well, welcome to Chi High Football, penultimate game of the 2023 campaign, and Chi High at home against the Old Aves of Eau Claire Memorial. Four wide for Holmberg. Takes a shotgun snap. Holmberg back to pass, stepping up in the pocket, still dancing. Now it'll take it himself, and he is hit and dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Chi High swarming tonight, and it's a very quick three and out. Chi High double tight, double wing. Back to pass, Von Hayden, a big fake. He's going to zip one down the right side. Got a man wide open the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Xander Neal. Give off the left side. That's Xander Neal. Neal has some room. 45 to midfield. 45-40. Neal down the sideline, cutting back all the way down to the 30-yard line. Xander Neal, a chunk play for Chi High. Give off the right side on the counter. That's LeMay. LeMay twisting inside the five, diving into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Lightning strike for Chi High. Jackson LeMay to pay dirt from 17 yards out.
Well, you got Jackson LeMay. I guess you don't need to worry about having four downs.
From the shotgun, Riley Holmberg, the senior. Back to pass, clean pocket. Now he's flushed out. Going to roll. Holmberg still steps, and he throws a pick and racing down the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Jack Swabelhofer, that is his third pick six of the season. Mason Von Hayden from the gun, two receivers right, single receiver left. Back to pass, clean pocket, straight up. Flares out right side. That's LeMay. LeMay, 40, 45, 50 down the sideline. LeMay dancing past two defenders inside the 40-yard line all the way down to the 45 of Memorial. Von Hayden again rolling out to his left. Tough pass and a great one-handed catch by Auger. Auger following his blocking inside the 25 to the 20-yard line, and that's another Chi High first down. Trips to the right, single receiver left. Von Hayden bootleg to his right, stands over the middle, throws high catch. What a great snatch inside the 10-yard line and barreled down close to the 7.
Jackson LeMay, that's number one out there.
Fourth and goal from the 1-yard line for Chi High. Von Hayden under center, double wing, double tight. Von Hayden keeps it himself, the senior, right up the middle to the end zone. Signal, yes, touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Offensive line and quarterback get all the credit for that. Pushed them forward the yard that they need, and Von Hayden just sneaks in right behind. Great play.
Holmberg, bootleg rolling out to his right, throws right, high catch, and jarring it loose at the 10-yard line. Oh, what a big hit by Jack Swiefelhoff.
And Eau Claire Memorial is lucky that they called that an incomplete pass. That was a huge hit that jarred it loose.
From their own 11-yard line after the turnover on downs, flip it out, that's Bolin. Bolin turning the corner at the 15 to the 20-yard line. Big collision right in front of the Chi High sideline as Jackson Bolin pops right back up, and he's running with some intensity here in the first half as well. Von Hayden throws right side, got him on the 50-yard line, turning the corner, a big collision for LeMay near the stick. He's got it. First and 10, Bolin motion left to right. They'll flip it to him on the jet sweep. Bolin turning the corner outside the numbers of the 10-yard line to the 5. Diving to the end zone. Is he in? Two receivers left, two receivers right for Gundlach. Second and 7 from his own 32. Almost to the halfway point of the quarter. The lefty quarterback, sophomore, goes left side and is intercepted. Picked at Adrian McNamara. 15-10 to the end zone. Touchdown. The second pick 6 of the night for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals as AJ McNamara takes it to the house. The Gundlach will pump. Now he's hit and somehow escapes the sack, but not the second wave to pull him down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of 2. It's Petska under center, back to pass. Von Haney's going to go deep down the middle of the field. Got a man open, making the catch. Amer across the 30, up to the 35-yard line. That's a Cardinal first down.
That's a gutsy call there. Memorial was coming after him.
Von Hayden with the fake, back to pass. He's going to fire down the seam. Diving catch inside the 25-yard line. LeMay hauls it in for a first down. Gundlach, good snap this time from the shotgun. Steps into it, throws it up the middle. It's intercepted again. 45-50, 45-40. Making a man miss inside the 35-yard line all the way down to the 32. Chi High, their third pick of the night.
And that's number 30 with the pick.
Simon Fish, the junior. Final game at DeRay for the season. Final game at DeRay for their high school career for these seniors. As the clock ticks below 5 seconds, we'll count it down 3, 2, 1. And as we hit triple zeros at Duray for the last time in 2023, your final score, Chippewa Falls 40, Eau Claire Memorial 22.
Week 9, and playoff hopes remain as the Cards take the long road trip north to face the Superior Spartans. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, also by Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Oak Claire High V, Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan, Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Well, good evening and welcome to a blustery Friday night for the regular season finale. We are in Superior, Wisconsin, NBC Spartan Sports Complex as your Chippewa Falls Cardinals take on Superior. Chi High, an interesting proposition here tonight. Win and maybe you're in, pending other results from around the state. Cardinals looking to get a 3-4 Big Rivers Conference record, and that would give them a chance, put them on the bubble for getting a postseason berth. But of course, the first order of business is to take care of business here on the field tonight. On the other side, Superior 0-8 on the year, 0-6 in the BRC. Head coach Bob DeMeyer said, of course, they want to go out on a high note here tonight for their seniors, for their senior night, and get their first victory of the season at the expense of the Cards, and of course keep them from postseason play. Last time out for Chippewa Falls, their highest scoring output of the season, 40-22 over Eau Claire Memorial. We had it for you here on WOGO Sports last week in that regular season home finale at Duray Field. But again, in week 9 here on the road, hoping they get a chance for one more road game next week. We've got a lot coming up on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, your WOGO sports team here tonight. Greg Stewart back at the controls of the WOGO home base in Halley. We'll step out, be back in 2.5 minutes with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Bob DeMeyer of Superior. That's all ahead in 2.5 on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals football.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you'll see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier. And you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant. Or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee High Chai department right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, live from windy and chilly Superior, Wisconsin, the beautiful NBC Spartan Sports Complex here at Superior, here with head coach Bob DeMeyer. And coach, your team looking to go out on a high note here, a chance to get their first win at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's been our goal, obviously, the last few weeks. Let's just get one and get it over. You know, the kids come back fighting every single Monday. They're ready to get to work. We prepare mentally all weekend long, and I love the attitude and the effort and the focus. It's just we need a couple breaks, and we need to play a clean game. This is a good Chippewa team, and we know it's going to be a battle, but we're looking to get that first W of the season.
When you're competing that hard every week, what do you think you need to get over that hump, to get the win? I mean, is it minimizing mistakes, or is it something a little bit more you need offensively or defensively?
For sure it's minimizing mistakes, especially on the offensive side of things. You know, motion penalties, turning the ball over, that kind of stuff. Defensively, just, you know, we can't afford any missed assignments. We've got to get more people to the ball, that kind of thing. You know, starting the season off, we're young, no doubt about it. But it's the end of the season now. We're all experienced. It's time that we do the fundamentals that we're taught every single day, and the kids, like I say, they're giving us that effort every day, and eliminate those mental errors and the fundamental mistakes, and we like our chances. But again, it's a very good Chip team, and it's going to be a battle, and I hope it is. I hope it comes down to the fourth quarter. We need to be in that position.
And finally, Coach, when you look at this Chippewa team, what jumps out at you on tape? Obviously, offensively, they found a little bit more of a groove the last couple weeks, 300-plus yards.
Yeah, they have, and, you know, they're back doing the double tight, double wing stuff, and they've been doing that for 20 plus years, and they're so good at it. And when they're moving like that, it's confidence, you know. And they're moving the chains against everybody, even the best in our conference right now. And so they're very capable. I know that they're motivated. They win. They got a shot. They're a good shot at making the playoffs here. So, you know, they're very motivated, and it's a confidence thing. It's a belief thing on our end, and we got to get a lot of people to the football and for us to have a shot on that side of the ball. Offensively, we just got to take care of it. We want to move the chains like their plan is tonight. Now, I said it wasn't going to rain. Now here's some rain coming down.
Well, Coach, has all the makings for a great football game. Both teams, again, really hungry for a win here tonight. Thanks for your time. Good to see you again. We're looking forward to it.
Great to see you. We're looking forward to it, too. Absolutely.
That's head coach Bob DeMeyer of Superior. The Cardinal Countdown Show continues next on WOGO Sports.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since since 2011. Real Rewards Checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards Checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cardinal Countdown pregame show live from blustery Superior, Wisconsin. Regular season home finale for the Spartans and your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. The visitors here tonight, here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And coach, obviously regular season finale here, hoping that it extends into the postseason with a win. But first off, all you can control is what you do here tonight.
Yeah, and that's all that matters right now is tonight's game and nothing else matters.
This obviously is a Superior team that they play in the Big Rivers. This is a talented conference top to bottom. They are looking for their first win. They want to go out on a high note.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't think they won a game last year, and I know they didn't win any this year, and they got a bunch of seniors that, you know, they don't want to go 0-4. You know, they're going to come out and give us their very best tonight, I promise you.
When you look at the conditions here tonight, obviously some blustery winds maybe could impact, again, some of those little plays where the ball may bounce oddly, a punt may go straight up in the air. I mean, there's a lot of things with the conditions that, again, you can't control and just need to make sure that you're not the one who makes a mistake first.
Well, you know what's really funny? I've never seen anything like this where it rained all the way up here until we got into the city limits of Superior and it stopped. And it hasn't rained on the field except a few little sprinkles here. And we can thank the lake for that. The wind coming off the lake is keeping that moisture from coming up here. So it's windy, but hey, it's windy for both teams. It doesn't matter.
I know you know this area well, Coach, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are. It's, you know, I sure hope this isn't the last game and the last week that I had with these guys because I just love them.
Well, Coach, we'll talk to you afterward with Alan. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks.
Head Coach Chuck Rakovich on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. We continue live from Superior on WOGO Sports.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Cardinal Countdown pregame show live from NBC Spartan Sports Complex in Superior. Chi High and the Spartans square off here tonight, the regular season finale, and it's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Alan, we keep saying the word blustery. What does Chi High need to do to get a win on this blustery Friday night?
Yeah, I think a game where Chi High's been a little bit more pass-heavy. This is a game where it's so unpredictable because of the wind, and so certainly the run game, being consistent in the run game is one. Not turning the ball over, giving up a short field, that would just be really hard on the defense. And then just thirdly, play within yourself. I think Chippewa is definitely the better team, and just play consistent game, and the better team is going to emerge at the end.
Your Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports for kickoff.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bogus lifts one in the air, caught by Luke Anderson for a touchdown. What a play!
The lefty quarterback, sophomore, goes left side and is intercepted. Picked at Adrian McNamara, 15-10 to the end zone, touchdown. The second pick six of the night for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Cardinals football on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you. Chi High looking for their third conference victory of the season and a chance to hopefully vault themselves into an at-large bid in the WIAA Division I postseason. Superior The home team here tonight, 0-8 on the season and looking for their first victory. And Alan Dunham, again, cold but not frigid up here. We don't have any rain right now, which is a blessing. And we've mentioned the wind enough times already. At this point, it's just get out and play some football. It's mid-October, what you might expect.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be disappointed if you came to Superior in October and didn't have bad weather. This is how it is. They sell blankets at the concession stands, just to give you an idea of what to expect when you come up here. And it's going to be a fantastic night for football. It's on the field ahead of the game and about 50 degrees, so it's not really cold, but there is quite a breeze, and it's swirling, so it's going to affect the ball in the air, kickoffs, punt returns, field goals, all that kind of thing, and certainly trying to make long passes, but not impossible. It's not as bad down on the field as is up here where we are, and we have the windows open here, the press box. We're getting a little feel of what the elements are like.
Again, a gorgeous complex from National Bank of Commerce, the NBC Spartan Sports Complex here. They've got the tennis courts, the baseball and softball fields, and the football field here as well. And, crowd started to fill in a little bit. I think they probably stayed in the warmth of their vehicles as long as possible. But now a good crowd on hand. Of course, Superior with the Carolina blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, the white numerals with the black piping. A lot of players opting for the white socks. They have the white helmets with the black and Carolina blue stripes down the center and the Superior logo on the side. Chi High resplendent in their traveling white uniforms, tops and bottoms with the jet black numerals, the red piping, and that cardinal red slash on the side of the pants, the matte black helmets with the silver CF insignia. The Cardinals will kick this one off left to right.
I see a lot of defensive starters on the kickoff team, and it's definitely an important element of special teams. You don't want to give up cheap yardage on something like this, so having some of their better players, best players. Sometimes special teams is a place to sneak in some younger guys to get some experience, but Chi High going with a lot of defensive starters, good tacklers on the kickoff team.
Zwiefelhofer has it on the tee. Excuse me. Actually, McIntyre, the other senior kicker, has it on the tee here at the 40-yard line. The run-up and the boot. Good to have you with us as a high end-over-end kick carrying to the 10-yard line straight ahead between the hashes. 15, 20, 25, and spill just shy of the 30. Good starting field position for the Superior Spartans. Colton Petzka made that first stop. Actually,
yeah, the refs are signaling. The Chi High players thought they'd maybe pop the ball loose, but the refs were signaling Superior all the way on that.
So again, Superior will come out offensively. Their starting quarterback, catch the number here in a moment. It should be Sam Meller is the one who is listed as the probable starter. No score, 6 seconds gone by. First play from scrimmage of the game. Meller is not the starting quarterback. Instead, it is number 13 with a give right up the middle.
Yeah, Brett Krista. Sorry, I just want to make sure I say Brett Krista, a really good hit. I met him in the hole. He ended up gaining about 4 yards, but a very nice hit by Brett Krista from the inside linebacker position. A.J. McNamara getting the start at corner.
There you go. McNamara, of course, had that pick six, one of two pick sixes for Chi High in that 40-point effort, highest scoring output of the season as they drubbed Eau Claire Memorial in the regular season home finale last week. So Lino at quarterback. He'll operate from the pistol, give off right guard, battling forward across the 35 up to the 37-yard line. Dombrowski with the stop. So again, Lino, a 6 foot, 200-pound junior. I was going to say, he's a well-built young man out there. So not the quarterback that we expected to start. That'd be Sam Meller. And much slighter in stature. Meller is 5'9", 150 pounds, a senior. Listed as a starter, but not what we're seeing here on the field. Again, pistol look, couple wing backs. Man in motion left to right. Taking the snap, giving straight up the middle on third and short, and that's going to be close, Allen, right at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to give him the first down. I was going to mention their Chi High defense is down two starters from last week. Zach Martin, their sure tackler, inside linebacker, is not going to be able to participate tonight. And then Simon Fish had an injury during the week, and he is not in action. Jackson Boland starting for him at the safety position.
We certainly wish both of them well and a swift recovery. A lot of carries so far for Lucas Williams. Again, he's a big fella out there at 6'2", 223, a senior.
Fourth and inches.
And they are going for it on their own 40-yard line. They give to Williams again, straight ahead. He'll plow into the line for two. And Williams moves the chains. Again, when you look at the stat line for Superior coming into this game, averaging 3.6 yards per attempt rushing the ball. Williams just over that at 4 yards per carry. He's run the ball about 7 times per game through the first 8 games of the season.
Now they like to run behind their right guard, Braylon Lemieux, 6'6 and 340. And so it gives you an idea as a pretty big boy. And so when you've got a fourth and inches, you're going to run right behind that road grader.
As Coach DeMeyer said, their numbers are good. Again, just trying to get things figured out here in Superior, but they've got a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of participation. Lino takes the snap. He's going option look right side. Late pitch. The ball's on the ground. Chai High dives on it, and they've got it at the 35. Talking about Coach DeMeyer, he said that's exactly what we cannot have is mistakes. He said we have to minimize mistakes in order to get our first win here tonight. That's been the snake bite for this Superior team.
Boy, and that was clean, too. The quarterback was running off to his right. He good pitch position by the running back, and quarterback just threw it behind the running back. He had to try to reach back for it, but it was on the carpet. The Chi-High defense was there to capitalize and jump on it.
First and 10, the Cards from the 35 of Superior, starting in plus territory on their first possession of the game with 9:23 remaining in the first quarter. They'll start double wing, double tight. Mason Von Hayden, the senior signal caller, will be under center for Chi-High. Sends a man in motion left to right, back to pass. Von Hayden stands tall in the pocket, flips it out right side, got a man at the 30-yard line. The ball is jarred loose. Looked like maybe Auger had it for a moment, and then the pigskin pops out. So second and 10, Chi-High.
A little bit of a wrinkle, not that they're double wing, double tight, that's a staple Chi-High defense, but Sam Hebert, the fleet-footed wide receiver, has moved in at one of the wing backs, and I don't know if he's ever played that position before.
I don't think we've seen him at that position, at least so far this year. Double wing, double tight, ball on the far hash, second and 10, flip left side, that's Xander Neal. Neal is upended across the 35. He'll get a couple, maybe, but it's third and long, Chi-High, and the Superior defense, again, in one of those quick change scenarios, has been up to the task the first two downs here. But you figure, again, conditions, probably this is four down territory, even on third and eight, you would assume.
Yeah, hard to say what they're thinking early. I know that they want to run the ball, gain control of the line of scrimmage. But when you get to this kind of distance, you might want to think about passing as well.
Again on the far hash, double wing, double tight. Von Hayden under center, stands in motion left to right. Give to Neal. Neal breaks through the line. First down inside the 20-yard line, and Xander Neal into the Johnson roll-off red zone for the Cards for the first time tonight on third and eight. Neal, a pickup of 14 yards down to the 19, and so the Cards are officially in the Johnson roll-off red zone. Johnson roll-off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Going tempo right back to the line. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden sends a man in motion left to right. Give on the jet sweep. That's Hebert. Hebert to the 15-yard line. Turns the corner to the 10. Race to the 6-yard line before he's spun out of bounds. A nice carry early on there, and as you mentioned, maybe playing an unfamiliar position, but Mr. Sam Hebert showing off the wheels there.
Yeah, that's exactly why you put Hebert in there. He's starting up as the left wing back, comes across the formation in motion, handoff to him, and then he can get to the edge and beat the defense going across the field for a nice gain.
Makes it first and goal. First and goal from the 7-yard line. Clock stopped to 8:14. Hebert went out of bounds there. Ball on the near hash now. Again, Hebert, the left wing back. Right wing back is Xander Neal. Von Hayden under center. Devin Bush behind him in that B-back fullback position. They'll give it to Bush. Bush into the heart of the line, and he is hit right at the line of scrimmage and driven back. No gain.
Good stand by the interior portion of the defensive line.
Gavin Revord made the stop, and that Revord name is one that's at least semi-familiar to me from games covering Superior against Chi-High. And they don't lack athletes up here in Superior, just haven't seen the success on the gridiron in recent years. Second and goal from the 7-yard line. Neal in motion left to right. Neal gets the call, trying to turn the corner at the 5 with a stiff arm, stretching to the end zone, and he's not quite in. Oh, that was close. Xander Neal.
Looked like he did an outstanding job of reaching for that pylon.
The side judge right there marked him out right about the 2. so he must have stepped out. It sure looked like, again, a good stiff arm at the five, and like he might have the ball in that left hand and stretch it across.
This seems like a situation where they might call a crisscross.
Third and goal from the one-yard line. Ball on the far hash. Von Hayden under center. Von Hayden straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. It's 6-0 Cards.
Oh, fantastic drive by the offense. 35 yards to go, and they pounded it down. All run plays for that touchdown drive.
And Von Hayden, we were talking about this on the way up, really showed off his ability as a runner. I think really broke out as a runner against New Richmond on the road last year. And again, he has that ability and a great push in the interior of that offensive line.
With Jackson LeMay not able to play tonight, you expect that you might see more running out of Von Hayden.
Good snap, good hold. The kick straight through, and it's 7-0 Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds as the Cardinal football on Wogo Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Mason Von Hayden, his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. This one a one-yard plunge, and it's 7-0 Chi High. Zwiefelhofer now has it on the tee for the Cards. Here at Superior, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you, and the ball blows off the tee right before Zwiefelhofer. Or excuse me, not Zwiefelhofer, I'm sorry. Faschingbauer, Ethan Faschingbauer is what I meant to say. Before he can get a good swing on that. And so Jackson Boland is going to come out preemptively. They won't let it blow off again, and he will be the holder. The Chi High sideline bouncing from excitement or maybe just trying to stay warm. But they lead 7-0. Black gloved right hand in the air for Faschingbauer. And the senior, the run-up and the kick. He drives the right leg into this one, sends it all the way across the field, picked up at the 5-yard line far side. 10, 15, 20, cutting back inside the hash at the 22, the 23, and that's about it for the Superior return man, 7 yards shorter than the last kick return, and the Chi High defense will come out hoping to get another turnover. Superior, again, that fumble on the option pitch on their first possession of the game set Chi High up at the 35. And the Cards took it into the end zone about five plays later. We'll try and keep you updated on scores around the BRC tonight. Of course, very notable, Alan, that New Richmond and Hudson game for the conference title. Two teams unbeaten in the Big Rivers.
Yeah, just one loss in the entire season for Hudson and undefeated for New Richmond. It'll be quite a battle.
Four wide. Operating from the gun, delayed give left side, new ball carrier this time for Superior, and barreling across the 30-yard line was number four, and that is Sam Meller, or excuse me, number four. We do not have a four on the roster.
Sam
for
Hoff,
Superior.
I heard the PA announcer say, and they spread him out and then ran the big back on the edge. First down pickup.
All right, Hoff is listed at 41. We will just change that to four and. We will be up to date. 7-0 Chi High. 5 minutes and change gone by here in the first quarter. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Two wingbacks. Empty backfield for the quarterback, Leno. Sends a man in motion left to right. Puts the ball on the ground. Chi High diving for it. I'm not sure if they got to it this time. I believe the QB just pounced on it. Sam Meller, who now is in at quarterback, again, rotating with Leno, so now Meller will come out and going a little gingerly to the sideline. Tanner Leno, the junior, will sub in for him at quarterback. So
that was
maybe
a good
we'll see
snap.
That carousel.
Right to his hands, in his chest. He dropped the ball and had to dive forward to get it. And this is what coaches talk about in the pregame interview, just that they have not played a clean game very often.
Almost to the halfway point of the first quarter. Single receivers left and right from the pistol once again. Leno will fake the give to Williams right side, and Williams will pick his way across the 30-yard line. Can't get back to the original line of scrimmage after the loss of yardage because of the fumble, and so it's third and very long for Superior.
Excellent job of team tackling. Chi-Hi strung that out, and everyone rallied to the football to make the tackle.
Call it third and 13. Nope, third and 12.
Third and 12.
The scoreboard updates. Chi-Hi looking to stop the Spartans on their side of the 50 once again. Two receivers left, single receiver right, ball on the far hash. Leno, the junior, from the gun. He'll send Clark in motion left to right. Leno rolling out to his left under duress, looking, flag on the play, throws, got a man across the 40-yard line, short of the first down by 2 yards. The flag is way back at the 28. So again, Chi-Hi could give Coach DeMeyer the option to go for it again or punch, or they could decline this, presuming it's a holding penalty, which it is. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics, right here on WOGO Sports for over 30 years. Thank you to Dale and the crew at White City Glass. Chi-Hi is going to say, you know what, march it on back.
It's not a touchdown getting called back.
And so now at their own 22-yard line, Superior faces a third and 21. Leno will bring them to the line. Two wing backs, twin receivers right, single receiver left. Empty gun, man in motion. That's Williams left to right. They're going to give to Williams. Williams, a halfback pass, and he's got a man open and coming back to make the catch. Did he pull that in? Yes, he did. Oh, my goodness.
It ends up
Aker.
Sorry, it effectively ends up looking like a back shoulder pass. But somehow, inexplicably, the wide receiver got past the Chi-Hi secondary. The ball was underthrown, but the receiver was able to adjust better than the secondary and somehow caught the ball off his shoe tops and against the sideline.
Again,
an amazing play.
The far sideline, it was tough to see. And honestly, the way that ball hung up in the air here, it was underthrown. Chi-Hi had pretty good double coverage over there on Brandon Aker, the 6'3 senior, but somehow Aker beat both defenders to the ball, and that's a big play for Superior on third and 21. So first and 10 from the 47, first foray into Chi-Hi territory. They'll give to Williams again, and Williams running with a little ferocity across the 45-yard line and spilled at the 41 for a gain of 6 on first down. And you do not want to give any momentum to this Superior team again. I don't know if you'd say hungry or desperate for a win, but certainly this senior class for the Spartans wants to end at home on a W.
Well, that's exactly right. You're on the road. It's their senior night. It's their last game of the season. They come out to their credit playing hard, and you don't want to give them any hopes that this is going to be their first win of the season.
Leno from the pistol, four wide, sends Williams in motion left to right. Jet sweep look and keeping himself is Leno. Leno spilled across the 40-yard line down to the 39, gain of just a couple. They may give him 3.
It looked like Brett Krista on that tackle forced the ball loose. There's some discussion by the referees. This may be a fumble and a turnover.
Both teams just clustered around the officials right now waiting for an indication. Superior seems to think they have it and the officials will agree.
Wow. That was interesting. None of the referees seemed to notice that the ball was not in the ball carrier's hands anymore, and the Chi-Hi player came up with it. But referees huddle, make a decision, and maintains Superior football.
So it will be a third and 3 now, as Superior hustling some players in and out. But it's third and short, again, considering the fact that they went for it on their own 40-yard line. Their first possession, you would think they have a couple downs to get 3 yards here. Williams in the backfield, along with Leno, the junior. Double tight, two wing backs. Leno keeps himself off right end, and he is hit right at the line to gain and driven back. That's going to bring up fourth and short.
Nice job by Wes Tanzer coming off the edge to put the hit on the quarterback.
Fourth and one. Chi-Hi defense gave up the big play on this drive, but trying to make up for it here with the turnover on downs. There's not a lot of real estate between that football and the line to gain here. Mark just inside the 38. So officially fourth and one, but eyeballing it looks to be more like 2 feet. Bringing everybody in tight. From the pistol as Lino sends a man in motion left to right. Lino going to keep it himself, following his block from Williams. Good lead block, and Lino finds a crease and squeezes inside the 35-yard line down to the 32, a gain of 6 on fourth and short.
Again, running off that right guard or right side of the line that has quite a bit of size, and they were able to find a crease and get a first down.
Minute 57 and counting to go in a fairly fast-paced first quarter. Chi-High leading 7-0 if you're just joining us. After an early turnover at their own 35-yard line from Superior, the Cardinals marched all on the ground into the end zone. A one-yard plunge from Mason Von Hayden, his fourth rushing touchdown of the season, finished off that initial drive and gave us that 7-0 score where we sit right now. But Superior threatening, first and 10 from the Chi-High 32-yard line. Man in motion, jet sweep, give to that man across the right side. Big collision in front of the Chi-High sideline. First carry for Patrick Szymborski. He's a 5'8", 175-pound senior running back. Wesley Tanzer, again, has been strong on that side.
Yeah, Sam Melner, the Superior quarterback, definitely favoring his right leg. His left ankle is really bothering him. I'm not sure how much longer he's able to go in this game, but I've not been charting their plays, but they definitely go to the right side most of the time in their offense. Something I'm sure Chi-High will adjust to if they feel it needs to.
Lucas Williams, their pounding running back, is getting close to double-digit carries here. He's lined up in the backfield again behind Meller. Meller will keep it himself, it appears, right side and bottle up very quickly. The Chi-High D-line. Third down coming up. Krista, again, we've called his name a lot tonight. He's been busy.
Yeah, he's been really active, which is great, too, because, you know, Jackson Martin, who's been playing so well at linebacker, not able to play tonight with an injury, and Brett Krista doing a great job filling in, you know, as a primary tackling linebacker.
Krista, the 6-foot, 190-pound junior. Again, a strong junior class for Chi-High this year. A lot of promise, leading hopefully in the postseason, but especially into 2024 as well. Third and 6 from the Chi-High 28 for Superior. Williams gets it on the jet sweep, trying to turn the corner right side. Big collision, and he makes a man go down hard and continues past the first down. It looks like there might be a flag on the far side, though. We'll see.
Carter Bovey came up from the safety position, made a great hit, was not able to wrap up, and the running back got free and was able to get the first down if the play stands.
And waiting for the official indication here, and it is a hold against Superior. So what would have been a nice finish to the run for Lucas Williams is all for naught, as the Spartans will be pushed back yet again. And we are at the 31-second mark of the first quarter. Cardinals have not been penalized yet. Superior, their second holding penalty here tonight. And Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you. Greg Stewart back at the WOGO studios in Halley.
Third and 15.
Thank you for joining us on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680. WOGO.com, live audio streaming and podcasts. NBC Spartan Sports Complex in Superior. Final 8 seconds of the first quarter. Chi-High leading 7-0. We'll see if Superior opts to run a play here. And they will not. That's the end of the first quarter. After one complete, the Cardinals lead by a touchdown. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Action here in Superior. The Superior Spartans on this drive overcame a 3rd and 21. Now they have a 3rd and 15 as we begin the second quarter. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Chi High looking for their third conference victory, looking for win number 4 of this season, and hoping that will result in a playoff berth. Superior looking for their first victory of the 2023 campaign. On 3rd and 15, they'll go deep down the left side. It's hung up and incomplete. Diving out of bounds and not able to haul it in on that far side was number 9, Brandon Aker, who made the big-time catch earlier on this possession. And now it's a 4th and 15 for Coach DeMeyer Spartans.
I'm sure they looked over there and saw the size matchup that they had, real favorable for them. Went for it, but the ball sailed out of bounds, not giving the receiver an opportunity to catch the ball. Bowling, the safety, a little late getting over the top.
And it looks like the Spartans will opt to punt here.
They forgot to switch ends.
Oh.
Oh, unless that was the quarter.
Oh, maybe, you know what? You know what? There was 5 seconds on the clock, so maybe this is the quarter break here. I'm not really sure exactly what's going on. Other than that, we should be in the second quarter, and it should be 4th and 15 for Superior. Maybe Coach DeMeyer saying, can we have a do-over on that play? I know in my son's flag football league, occasionally we'll get a mulligan if something goes awry, but I'm not sure if that works in the BRC.
Yeah, we're hoping there's a little higher level of officiating.
4th and 15. Superior now moving left to right as we see it here in Superior. The wind's coming in off the Great Lake. Sweet Caroline, as you can hear, pumping through the stadium speakers. Now, this is an interesting punting formation for Superior. They actually have two players in the punter spot just beyond the 50, and two personal protectors at the 45, everybody else up at the line. So, interesting look here on 4th and 15. And now we have a whistle and a stoppage and a timeout taken by Superior. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back on WOGO Sports.
At Hy-Vee, those smiles down every aisle just got bigger with new Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and it's easy with exclusive Perks pricing. Just upgrade your free Hy-Vee Fuel Saver to Hy-Vee Perks. Along with all the benefits you love, like big savings at the gas pump and special sales and coupons, you'll now receive exclusive savings on hundreds of items store-wide, all day, every day, with no limits. Upgrade to your free Hy-Vee Perks membership at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Oak Claire.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you. A 4th and 15 for Superior, and it looked like Superior again a rather interesting punting formation, Alan, and then Coach DeMeyer called a timeout. Now they still have that same formation, so out there the quarterback Tanner Lino is standing out there with another player. I'm looking for a number flanking him back at the 50-yard line where the punter would normally stand solo. Then two personal protectors and 7 men on the line for Superior. So what do they have in mind here? There's a high snap, and it is going to be a fake to the right side. That's Lucas Williams, and Williams is hit at the 40-yard line, falls forward to the 36. That was 4th and 15, and I think he got about 5 there. And that's it. It was a long run for a minimal gain.
Yeah, when you're 4th and 15, not exactly what I think a run for a punt, fake punt. You know, that's exactly the time to do that, but apparently they saw something they liked.
Ran into the short side of the field as well. There just wasn't a lot of real estate for Williams to get down the sideline like he'd need to.
Well, in any case, it's real good field position for Chi High.
So the turnover on downs for Superior, and the Cardinals will come out leading 7-0, 6 seconds into the second quarter. Hebert in motion left to right. They'll give it to Hebert. Hebert with a flag on the play, plunges over right guard for 1. but this one may be coming back and backing up our Cardinals. Well, SmartScan Medical Imaging encourages you to make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from SmartScan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. SmartScan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at MYSSMI.com for SmartScan Medical Imaging. That's MYSSMI.com. It is a hold against Chi High. We'll push them back to the 26-yard line.
Yeah, these are things that really hurt your drives when you get those 10-yard penalties. And sometimes with a new player in a new position, you can get things like that, but hopefully now they can overcome this.
Cardinals go spread for the first time tonight. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Delayed give right up the middle, trying to get the penalty yardage back. Getting a chunk of it. Trying to see who the ball carrier was. I believe Xander Neal. And so Neal up to the 32, gets 6 yards back. That was first and 20, so second and 14 coming up for the Cards. And final regular season game for Superior and Chi High. Cardinals hoping with a win here tonight to punch their ticket to the postseason. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Once again, Von Hayden again will pass and throws it out right side. He's got Alger. Alger, big collision at the line of scrimmage, couldn't turn the corner, and he's hit right at the 32, so third and long, third and 14 coming up for Chi High.
Smith was playing the slot position, had the block, but wasn't able to sustain it, and Alger got tackled by the man that Smith was blocking, so unfortunately did not get much out of that play.
Hebert and Williams split out to the left, ball on the far hash, single receiver to the right is Boland. Mason Von Hayden, shoulder high snap, back to pass, he'll flare it out left side and cannot pull it in. Xander Neal, that pass a little too high, and fourth and 14 punting time for the first time tonight for Chippewa Falls. Fourth and 13 is the official call. Either way, Chi High going to boot this one away.
And that wind is quite strong right now, blowing across the field.
They had a couple different punters working out before the game, and it looks to be Clary, Colin Clary, the sophomore, who's out there to punt this one away. I think that's Williams back deep to receive, standing at his own 32. 10-13 to go in the second quarter, still 7-0 Chi High. Clary waiting for the snap. It's a good one. He'll step into this punt. Directional boot, and that one just gets hit by the wind like it ran into a wall and drops at the 45-yard line. Man, regular conditions, I think that punt carries another 10-15 yards. A good starting field position for Superior.
Yeah, difficult, and it's going to be a little bit of a field position game here, but the Chi High defense took a few punches from Superior. They've kind of leveled out. I think they kind of figured out what Superior wants to do. And they kind of buckled in and buckled up.
A lot of what we've seen from Superior so far has been give the ball to your big fellow Lucas Williams. Now they'll spread it out with three receivers, man in motion left to right, but that is Williams, and he'll get the call again. And Williams is met right at the line of scrimmage, and a wall of white drives him back. First hat to the ball looked to be Krista once again.
Brett Krista, not the best tackling technique I've ever seen, but he gave him an absolute bear hug, and the rest of the team came and rallied around him and brought him down. Good defensive play.
Hold on to him and wait for your help. 9:42 and counting. First half, 7-0 Chi High. Yeah. Williams still managed to get a couple on the play with forward progress.
Brett Christ is absolutely flying to the football tonight, really has a nose for the ball, very instinctual that way.
Zwiefelhofer, a DB on the near side. He has four picks, has taken three of them back for touchdowns this season. Twin receivers right, single receiver left for Superior. He'll throw it out left side. Got a man across the 35-yard line, close to the stick at the 38. That may be enough for a first down. Good pitch and catch. Sam Meller, a good-looking throw there. And Aker, again, number 9, 6'3", the senior. They like looking for him when they go to the air.
Well, I'll tell you what, you had on that Chi High defense, you had Zwiefelhofer, and then you had our safety number six,
Carter Bovey, over there
on the one side. And so you're probably not looking at that side, but he threw that ball into the wind. That was a strong throw. Good play for Superior offense.
Four wide for Superior, two left, two right. Mellon sends a man in motion left to right. Give right up the middle, and a hard run inside the 40 down to the 36. I think that was Tatum Clark. He's a sophomore. Another big kid, 5'10", 195.
That time they ran a tight end in motion and then turned him right up the middle, up the A-gap ahead of the running back. It was an effective run to get 7 yards on first down or 6 yards on first down for Superior.
Second and four. Again, just a one-score game here, 7-0 Chi High. 8:14, clock still running here in the second quarter. As we mentioned, pretty decent crowd has come out here to NBC Spartan Sports Complex, braving the elements for senior night, parents' night. Single receivers left and right. Mellon back to pass. He's going to pop fly deep down the left sideline and almost intercepted. Bolin had it for a moment and couldn't haul it in. It looked like the receiver was flashing open. I think that was Aker again, but underthrown a bit. Maybe the wind caught it. Bolin had it in his mitts.
Yeah, he was definitely throwing that ball into the wind. Bolin was reading it all the way. And you love that. You're a wide receiver who's playing some safety. Had that right in his hands, and he dropped it.
Brings up a third and four for Superior. Clock stopped at 7:53 in the second quarter. Again, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you here on WOGO Sports. Thank you for joining us wherever you might be. You can always hit us up on the WOGO Radio Facebook page or Twitter. Let us know you're listening. Twin receivers left and right. For Mellon, sends Williams in motion left to right. Williams hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped. He crosses the 35. We'll get to the 34, but no further.
Really nice job by Nolan Pasula holding his ground and getting his arms around the ball carrier.
Fourth and short. Fourth and probably a long one here. We'll call it fourth and two along with the scoreboard then. Chi High, a chance for another turnover on downs here. They've already recovered a fumble. And turn the Spartans over on downs. Big play here. Fourth and two in a seven-point game. Mellon brings them back to the line. Single receivers left and right. Mellon from the gun throws it out left side. He's got a man, Williams, wide open. Williams for a first down inside the 30 to the 25 and spilled out of bounds. Good play design there from the Spartans, and Williams was wide open in the left flat.
Yeah, they ran their wide right receiver off, and they ran Williams out of the tight end position, a little flare, and he was open, as you said. His easy first down play for Superior.
Again, at 6'2", 223, he's not an easy man to bring down. Subbing back in is Tanner Lino here.
You see that number 77, that right guard for Superior, just a towering mountain of a man. Looks out of place almost. He's so big against the rest of the players.
Lino from the pistol here with Williams behind him. Lino's going to keep himself following the lead block, and Chi High just grabs him by the ball as he held the ball maybe a little loosely there, and Cardinals grab the ball and throw him down. Good job by Lino hanging on to the football. No gain, second and 10. We're 15 seconds away from the halfway point of this second quarter. 7-0 Chi High, ball spotted at the 25.
Logan Siski playing defensive line for Chi High. Haven't recognized his number earlier in the year, but he's been making a couple plays here on this drive.
Two receivers right, single receiver left, Lino from the gun. Back to pass, that's Mellon rather. Mellon rolling out to his right, and he'll just spike it into the ground. And as you mentioned, Meller, doesn't seem to be 100% as he was obviously favoring that leg or ankle, and he's going to have to come out again here.
One of the reasons he had to chuck that ball into the ground, partly because of the good coverage, but also Robert Wagner, number 40 from the linebacker position, was putting the heat on.
So Lena will come back in on third and 10 from the Chi High 25, 5:47 to go in the half. Cardinals leading 7-0. They scored on their opening possession, which began at the Superior 35-yard line after a fumble. Double wing two tight ends as well. Lino going to keep it himself. Late option pitch to Williams. Williams trying to turn the corner to the 35. He's upended at the 25, excuse me, and down to the 23. Williams again has been the workhorse. Wesley Tanzer again standing strong at the point of attack. A gain of about four there.
Yeah, great job, Tanzer, getting low, just upending the running back, taking him off his feet and putting him down on the ground.
Man, how about this? Sam Miller, just obviously he's not fully healthy right now. But the senior just keeps doggedly going back out there.
Come on, you guys.
Now on fourth and six. Single receivers left and right, and Chai High jumped. Oh, the hard count. Fourth and six will presumably become fourth and one.
Got a little excited on that play. Lost your discipline.
So just over 5 minutes remaining now in Superior, their most significant threat of the evening. And they've struggled to score points in recent weeks. They were blanked by Hudson 35-0. No shame in that, considering that Hudson defense. But points have not been easy to come by for the Spartans. Meller sends Hoff in motion left to right. He'll give to Williams. Williams right up the gut. He will move the chains and plunges down to the 11-yard line. Excuse me, Tatum Clark that time was on the carry. Number three, the sophomore.
Met by the Cardinals number 40, Robert Wagner.
Robert Wagner had another stop for the Cards, but it's now a first and 10 from the 12 of Chai High.
When they get those fourth and shorts, and you can line up behind that 350-pound right guard, it's very tough for the defense to stop that play.
Spoon receiver is right, single receiver left, ball in the near hash. Meller from the gun with a back on his left hip. He'll give it off that right side, turn the corner at the 10. Big collision at the 5, and spilled just inside the 5 was Tatum Clark. That's 3 yards away from a first down on a gain of 7.
Carter Bovey came up to make the hit, but once you get around the edge, there's yards to be made.
Again, Superior averages just 3.6 yards per rush. Clark at 3.9. That time he picked up almost double that. Now single receiver wide to the left, ball in the near hash, twin receivers right. Sam Meller, the senior, from the shotgun, calls for the ball, gives off the right side. That's Clark again. Clark spun down and thrown out of bounds by Carter Bovey. Bovey denying him the first down, third and short.
That play was going to the right. Carter Bovey came off the left side and used his speed and athleticism to track him down and make that play. Great individual effort from the secondary position by Carter.
Up 3:13, clock still ticking here. Aker, the big wide receiver, they've targeted him a lot, just came back into the game. Third and two from the 4-yard line for Superior. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Lino's back in there at quarterback. Lino's going to keep himself right up the middle. He plunges forward. That is close to a first down. We'll wait to see.
That hole was initially there.
I'm not sure. He did get it. Late signal there.
If that was a give to the fullback, I think that's a touchdown. But by the time the quarterback followed, the defense had responded quickly enough to make it a 2-yard game. But unfortunately, that's all they needed for the first down.
So first and goal from the 2 for Bob DeMeyer. Superior Spartans trailing your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 7-0 with just over 2.5 minutes to play in the half. If you're Superior, you would love to have a tie game going into the locker room here. Single receivers left and right. Lino still standing out there at quarterback. Lino going to give off the right side, plunging into the end zone for Superior. Touchdown, Lucas Williams. And that is well earned by Williams, as he has been the bell cow back. And it's a PAT away from being a tie game here in Superior.
I think Chai High has just had the ball twice on offense. Is that right? One touchdown, and then one time they had to punt the ball.
So a 2-yard touchdown run by Williams. Lino out of the hold of the starting quarterback, or original starting quarterback, Meller. We'll try to tie this game with 2:25 to play. Good snap, good spot, and the kick is blocked by Chai High. It's 7-6. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals football.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Welcome back. Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you in a one-point game. And you never know, Alan, in a critical game like this, must win for Chi High. That blocked point after could really come back to haunt Superior.
You hope you don't need to count on that blocked PAT, but you never know. You got 2 minutes left, and you get the ball coming out of the second half.
A bullet kick that goes through the arms of Boland at about the 15-yard line. That was a line drive of all line drives. It looked like a screamer right back up toward the pitcher in baseball. Quite the kick there for Superior.
I'm going to personally go down and check Jackson's gloves. Make sure those things aren't slippery. That's two balls now gone through his hands, and we're going to need him at some point in this game.
So the Cardinals, as you mentioned, haven't possessed the ball a lot here tonight. Had a short field, led to their first touchdown, then a punt their second time. They'll start from the 20, crisscross give, and breaking through is Xander Neal. Neal hit at the 25-yard line, but a nice gain of five.
Let's go, Temple.
Coach Rakovich does have a full pocket of timeouts.
Now we're going spread offense, wide receivers coming in, Smith and Boland.
Gain of five on the play, second and five.
Hebert going from wing back to wide out.
Four wide for Mason Von Hayden from the shotgun. Swings it left side and trying to sidestep a defender at the 30-yard line is Hebert. He'll step out of bounds very close to the sticks. Looks like the spot from the side judge should be enough to move the sticks. And so the clock stops at 1:48. We've seen Hebert do that very effectively. Again, he works the sideline quite well.
Yep, now Von Hayden's getting the offense up to the line of scrimmage. The play is called.
Twin receivers Neal and Boland on the right side. Williams along with Hebert on the left. Back to pass from the shotgun. Von Hayden stands up in the pocket, trying to escape, throws right side. He's got a man for a moment, and it goes in and out of the hands, I believe, of Boland at the 38-yard line. Or was that Neal?
That was Boland.
That was Boland. So maybe the ball is a little slick out there. Not sure if Jackson maybe was just starting his turn up field. Good throw by Von Hayden,
yes,
under pressure.
Good job on Mayden. He had two guys breathing down his neck. He escapes. He rolls out to his right, throws a good pass right between the one and the zero on Jackson Boland.
So now the Cards will go trips to the right, single receiver just outside the numbers, Hebert to the left from the gun with Auger to his right, Mason Von Hayden. Von Hayden back to pass, facing some pressure. He'll step up again. Now we'll tuck it and run. 30, 35, 40 down the sideline. Von Hayden skips out of bounds in front of the Superior bench as he moves the sticks and stops the clock for Chi High with a minute 25 left.
Really nice job by Von Hayden to recognize the situation. Took off. Now, sometimes when you have a good pass rush, the downside is you leave seams. Von Hayden was able to exploit that and get up the field. Number 43 for Superior.
Dominic Lyons, I've been seeing him again getting after it.
Yeah, he absolutely screams off that edge and has been unblockable for the Chi High offense.
First and 10 from the 44, their side of the 50 for Chi High. Same formation, four wide, rolling out to his right, floating a pass into his sideline under a heavy duress. Once again is Von Hayden. That was a different defender than Lyons that time who got to him. Looking for a number.
Yeah, that's the other...
Number 57 that time.
That's the other defensive end.
Doolittle, Aiden Doolittle. who's a senior. And again, they know Chi High wants to try to get down the field quickly here and may need to put it in the air, probably will need to put it in the air to do so. And so those DNs are certainly teeing off. Four wide, split evenly left and right. Augert to the right hip of Mason Von Hayden. Standing just inside his 40-yard line for the shotgun snap. Throws left side. He's got Williams, the sophomore. His first catch just shy of the 50. They'll give him midfield. And Chi High, I presume, will take a timeout here. They will. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Third and five from just shy of the 50. Back to pass, Von Hayden. He's going to rainbow down the left sideline looking for Jalen Smith, and Smith cannot haul it in as that ball may be taken by the wind. Floats out of bounds into the Superior sideline. Fourth and five with a minute six, and the Cardinals will go into punt formation here, it would appear, as Colin Clary.
Yeah, that's too bad. It looks like they just had one receiver running a route, and there are three Superior defenses around him. And as you said, that wind is whipping right to left, and it carried the ball out of bounds.
Cardinals, of course, will get the ball and switch sides in the third quarter. Bovey, the personal protector for Clary, the puncher. Another good long snap and a nice booming punt by Clary. Good gracious. Hits at the 10 and picked up on a bounce at the 5-yard line by Williams. And Williams is spilled out of bounds across the 15. A little bit of a dangerous fielding of that ball for Williams. But wow, what a kick by Clary.
That was a great kick. You could see it got caught up into the wind, went down to about the 5-yard line, took a hop. And then Williams decided to field it, and I thought, oh, this could turn out really good for Chi High. But he fielded it cleanly and was able to get about 10 yards on the return.
What we've seen from Lucas Williams so far, I mean, he's kind of a jackknife for Coach DeMeyer, and he leans on that senior a lot. And Williams, again, big, physical, talented athlete. 56 seconds left for Superior, trailing your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 7-6 here on WOGO. First and 10 from their own 16, two timeouts left. Another halfback pass. Look, instead just going to duck it and keep it straight ahead was Tatum Clark.
Zweifelhofer did a really nice job reading that, not giving up his position, staying on top of the route, and the running back wisely held the football and ran it instead of trying to throw it up into the air.
The Hy-Vee halftime show coming up. Your great clips, great plays of the half as well. We'll get Alan's stellar analysis.
Kaiten Petro is in at corner, the other cornerback position opposite is Zweifelhofer, but I doubt they're going to throw that direction of the field. That is where the wind is. It'd be into the teeth of the wind throwing the ball that direction.
It'll be a second and 8. From their own 18 for Superior. Two receivers right, single receiver left, couple men in the backfield with Leno, the quarterback. He's going to give it to Williams. Williams has a crease across the 25, 30-yard line, almost hurdling the defender up to the 35, make it the 37-yard line. That'll stop the clock, move the chains with 39 seconds left. Williams galloping before Zweifelhofer can bump him out. And still two timeouts left as the clock will wind at 38 seconds. Superior's going to need to keep it moving here. They trail Chi High by a point. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Leno from the gun, Williams to his left. Give to Williams. Williams running off the right side, hit at the 40-yard line, and he's dragged down shy of the 45 with 21 seconds left. And I believe this will be a timeout for Coach DeMeyer and Superior. We'll step out, be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Chi-High football and WOGO Sports. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Second and four with 21 seconds left. Lino back to pass, rolling out to his right. He'll dump it off. He's got a man, Hoff, and Hoff is absolutely walloped. And oh, goodness, there's a late flag. I think they may get Zwiefelhoff or Tanzer for a hit out of bounds. We couldn't see it because of the superior sideline here. I mean, that was a big collision, but I'm guessing this side judge said it was late, judging by where that call came in.
That's unfortunate. He was in bounds. The one player came from the side, one from the top.
I mean, that's significant. Still a timeout left for Superior. 16 seconds left. I mean, and that 15-yard personal foul moves them down to the 36 at Chi-High. You're in striking distance here if you want to
Hail Mary
another play and try a heave. So 16 seconds on the clock. 7-6 Chi-High. Three receivers. Back to pass. Meller. Meller's going to rainbow deep down the left sideline. Hangs it up, and it's intercepted by Bolin. Bolin at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Bolin down the sideline. He may take this one back. 40, 35, 30. Bolin is going to outrun everyone to the end zone. 90-yard pick six for the Cards.
Bolin caught that one. Wide receiver playing safety. Intercepts the football. What about the 10-yard line? Oh, the referees have a conference.
Oh, come on.
No way. No freaking way.
We're going to keep that one as a great clips, great play of the half no matter what, but is this one coming back? Either way, it seems like a pick for Chi-High, but what happened on that trek down the sideline for Boland? Is everybody coming back here?
It was so exciting watching Boland race and beat everyone down the field that I wasn't looking behind the play to see what might have happened.
I think it's the end of the half no matter what, but it's a hold against Chi-High. On the interception return. So they're saying first down Cardinals, but is there any time left on the clock? I don't think so. I think that's the half, correct?
Yeah, can't end on a defensive penalty. But in this case, they were.
Well, I mean, the officials are still marching off the yardage here, but I didn't think there was any time left. We'll see. Chi-High, either way, great pick by Boland. Again, going down that far sideline. Boland, the second opportunity we've seen here tonight for an interception. That one, he made good on it. And goodness, what an exciting return that unfortunately gets wiped out by penalty.
No.
And we're still trying to figure out, as are the officials, if there's any time left here, and they just keep walking this ball back.
Are they somehow saying the penalty happened?
I think they're saying the penalty happened before time expired.
No, but are they even saying before? Because here's the...
Or wait.
Yeah, the offense. Chi-High offense is coming onto the field.
For a fleeting moment, I wondered if they were going to call defensive holding on Chi-High before that interception. But no, it's Chi-High football. We still don't have any time on the clock.
I imagine they'll just take a knee if they need to run one play, get into the locker room, and get ready for the third quarter.
The officials are not mic'd up, so I'm not really sure how they would even communicate to the press box up here if there is time remaining. So I guess we have the equivalent of an untimed down, which would not be accurate because I don't know.
I don't know. We had a
it looks like Chi-High's going to kneel it out. They will. They'll take a knee. It's 7-6, a one-point tight contest here in Superior. Stay with us. We're looking forward to a great second half. Cardinals lead 7-6, and that brings us to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. You're listening to Cardinals Football on WOGO. Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll step out, be back in a 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Welcome into the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. You're tuned in to Chi-High Cardinals Football on WOGO. Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you for the final regular season game for our Chippewa Falls Cardinals here in 2023. Cardinals with a win, hoping to get into the postseason. They've got some work to do, leading 7-6 to a tough-minded Superior team here on this chilly and very windy night. The wind we've seen has affected things both positively and negatively for both teams. Chi High with quite a punt to end the half, but also the passing game has certainly been impacted for both teams. You'll hear in the Great Clips great plays of the half Jackson Boland, that last pick, great position by Boland, but also maybe a little bit wind-aided as again, the ball just hanging up a little bit for the quarterback, Meller, as he tried to make a throw to end the half and possibly put Superior up. The two scores came turnover for Chi High, a turnover garnered by Chi High, an early fumble, option pitch by Tanner Lino, looking for Williams. The ball hit the ground. Chi High recovered at the 35 of Superior and kept the ball on the ground. Finished it off with a one-yard touchdown run on the quarterback keeper. The sneak right up the gut for Mason Von Hayden. His fourth rushing touchdown of the season. That made it 7-0. And then Superior striking back with a two-yard Lucas Williams touchdown run, but the PAT was blocked, and that makes it a 7-6 score. We'll come back with halftime stats and analysis with Alan, and your great clips, great plays of the half as well. That's all ahead in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Welcome back. It's the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you at NBC Spartan Sports Complex in Superior, where your Chippewa Falls Cardinals lead Superior 7-6. And of course, a game that we've certainly been keeping our eye on, everyone in the BRC keeping an eye on, this contest between Hudson and New Richmond for the conference title tonight.
Yeah, I just saw that they went to the halftime in Hudson. Hudson up 29-0.
Wow.
Now against New Richmond, which is a big surprise.
I mean, after seeing that New Richmond team and seeing Hudson earlier, Chi High, of course, lost to Hudson 13-8, a late score at the end of the game. But New Richmond on homecoming 39-7 over Chippewa Falls, that was a difficult matchup, and it seemed to be a very well-rounded, balanced New Richmond team, not to take anything away from Hudson and what Coach Cowles has built over there, but that's a game that, at least personally, I expected to be a lot tighter and thought New Richmond might have a bit of an edge.
Yeah, you definitely thought that was going to be a four-quarter game, and maybe it still will be, but early on, Hudson is steamrolling New Richmond 29-0 at the half. And here, this game, It seemed to go, it's going along really quickly. Last week, the Memorial game felt like there were so many penalties. It was just a very long game, a lot of turnovers, very sloppy. This game, moving along very quick, with a lot of ball control, as you expect with the weather. But Chi High in their three possessions, so the one they got at a 35-yard line and drove it in for the touchdown, you were feeling pretty good about what was happening. And then their next two possessions ended in punts. So they've been unable to get anything going. And part of that might be just the chemistry with putting Hebert in running back where he's not used to playing. Certainly throws some timing off. And then you have Xander Neal at a wing. A little bit different setup for their offense, and that might have something to do with why they're having a hard time getting on track.
And again, this is a superior team that, I mean, their final game, senior night, that adds a little bit extra, you would think. But also, again, this is a physical, good size. I mean, physically, this is no slouch of a superior team. And again, that we've seen Chi High at times struggle with some teams that have a bit of a size advantage. And I wouldn't say necessarily struggling tonight. We'll get into the stats a little bit more, and we will see that Superior actually does have a pretty significant advantage in yardage here. But again, this is a superior team. It's the BRC, and they may be 0-8 and 0-6 in conference, but they don't lay down for anybody.
Yeah, certainly not. And, you know, they had a lot of their runs where they're running it off that right guard or off right tackle. I don't know what the percentages are, but I would guess 80% of their plays are going to the right. And it'll be interesting to see what Chi High's thinking about at halftime, making adjustments. They're very good at breaking things down, making adjustments, and we expect to see that both on offense and defense.
Well, let's take a look at the stats here, courtesy of Chi High statistician Dave the Electric Penn Hansen. It looked like this. Chi High, 4 first downs in the first half. Superior with 9. The Spartans with a yardage advantage. Again, 145 yards of offense for Superior, just 64 for Chi High. Again, not their fault that they were on a short field on their lone touchdown drive of the game, but certainly Superior with a marked advantage there. Chi High, 57 rushing yards, 7 passing yards. Superior with 92 yards on the ground and 53 through the air. Chi High, 2 of 7 passing. Superior, 4 of 8 passing with that interception by Meller late in the half. No fumbles lost for Chi High, but Superior has put the ball on the ground 4 times here tonight. They've lost one of them, maybe fortunate to only have lost one of them. Again, as Coach DeMeyer mentioned, trying to minimize those mistakes, no self-inflicted wounds. 4 penalties for 40 yards lost for Chi High. 2 penalties for 20 yards and penalties for Superior. Individual stats, Xander Neal leads the Cards with 5 rushes for 33 yards. Mason Von Hayden, 3 carries for 17 yards. Lucas Williams, 14 totes already for 56 yards for Superior. And Tatum Clark with 5 carries for 20 yards, an average of 4 per carry. As we mentioned, Von Hayden, 2 of 7 for 7 yards. Sam Meller, 3 of 7 for 22 yards and a pick. Lucas Williams, actually 1 of 1 for 31 yards on a halfback pass. Sam Hebert leads the Cards with 1 reception for 6 yards, and Lucas Williams 1 reception for 9 yards for the Spartans. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes as the Hy-Vee Halftime Show concludes with the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half ahead in 3 on WOGO Sports.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bogus lifts one in the air, caught by Luke Anderson for a touchdown. What a play!
The lefty quarterback, sophomore, goes left side. It is intercepted. Picked up Adrian McNamara. 15-10 to the end zone. Touchdown. The second big 6 of the night for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Miller Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you'll see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Hy-Vee, those smiles down every aisle just got bigger with new Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and it's easy with exclusive Perks pricing. Just upgrade your free Hy-Vee Fuel Saver to Hy-Vee Perks. Along with all the benefits you love, like big savings at the gas pump and special sales and coupons, you'll now receive exclusive savings on hundreds of items store-wide, all day, every day, with no limits. Upgrade to your free Hy-Vee Perks membership at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Oak. Claire.
This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Let them know how much you appreciate their support of Chi-Hi McDonald Athletics here on WOGO. Time now for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. The Great Clips Great Plays of the first half sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Lino takes the snap. He's going option, look right side. Late pitch. The ball's on the ground. Chi-Hi dives on it, and they've got it at the 35. And a good stiff arm at the 5. And like he might have the ball in that left hand and stretch it across.
This seems like a situation where they might call a crisscross.
Third and goal from the 1 yard line. Ball in the far hash. Von Hayden under center. Von Hayden straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. It's 6-0 Cards.
Oh, fantastic drive by the offense. 35 yards to go, and they pounded it down.
A lot of what we've seen from Superior so far has been give the ball to your big fella, Lucas Williams. Now they'll spread it out with three receivers, man in motion left to right, but that is Williams, and he'll get the call again. And Williams is met right at the line of scrimmage, and a wall of white drives him back. First hat to the ball looked to be Krista once
yes.
again.
Brett Krista.
So a 2 yard touchdown run by Williams. Lino out of the hold of the starting quarterback, or original starting quarterback, Meller. We'll try to tie this game with 2:25 to play. Good snap, good spot, and the kick is blocked by Chi-Hi. It's 7-6. We'll step.
0 on Jackson Boland.
So now the Cards will go trips to the right, single receiver just outside the numbers, Hebert to the left from the gun with Auger to his right, Mason Von Hayden. Von Hayden back to pass, facing some pressure. He'll step up again. Now we'll tuck it and run. 30, 35, 40 down the sideline. Von Hayden skips out of bounds in front of the Superior bench as he moves the sticks and stops the clock for Chi-Hi. So 16 seconds on the clock, 7-6 Chi-Hi. Three receivers, back to pass. Meller. Meller's going to rainbow deep down the left sideline. Hangs it up, and it's intercepted by Boland. Boland at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Boland down the sideline. He may take this one back. 40, 35, 30. Boland is going to outrun everyone to the end zone. 90-yard pick six for the Cards.
Boland caught that one.
Unfortunately, that one was called back. I was just telling Island off the air, that was such a good call, too, if I can pat myself on the back. Anyway, a better play by the young man down on the field, but called back, so no touchdown for Chi-Hi. Those are your Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. More on that in a moment. As the run-up and the second half boot in this one, man, the wind will carry Carter Bovey right back to his goal line, and that'll be a touchback for Chi High as they will start first and 10, leading 7-6. Again, Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. That was the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Don't forget Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and it's easy. I've signed up myself. Hy-Vee Perks from your local Hy-Vee. 7-6 Chi High. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Sports. Greg Stewart back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Cardinals will start out double wing, double tight. Give off the right side a new ball carrier.
Tarbox.
That's the sophomore Tarbox. Brody Tarbox. He's a 6'2", 180-pound sophomore.
I'd say what,
for no gain there.
He got the first pitch going from his left to right, and the defensive tackle met him in the hole, and that was an unfortunate end to his first varsity carry.
Cardinals will get right back on the line. First and 10 from the 20, leading 7-6. Half a minute gone by here in the third quarter. Tarbox in motion left to right, and there was some early movement for Chi High.
Looks like they're calling this against Superior.
Maybe a little jump. And that'll give the Cardinals a free five. Second and five now, encroachment the call. And so that is the third penalty on Superior. 25 yards in penalty yardage lost, Chi High. 40 yards in penalties, four infractions, none more critical than the one that brought back that pick six. Tarbox gets the call again off the right side, and this time he picks his way across the 30-yard line, and the sophomore moves to the sixth. Second varsity carry went a lot better.
Nice job by the offensive line making a way for him. 68, Noah King getting out there and leading that play.
Again, Brody Tarbox, 6'2", 180-pound sophomore. First and 10. From their own 32 for Chi High. Double wing, double tight. Tarbox in motion left to right. Give to the B-back. That's Bush right up the middle, and he is turned back after a gain of maybe one up to the 33.
There was. He just put his head up.
Ball carriers number four, Devin Bush.
Bush, I believe, just the second time we've called his name here tonight. 7-6 our score. Rushing touchdowns for both teams from 1 yard out from Mason Von Hayden, 2 yards out for Lucas Williams. A blocked extra point, the difference right now in this one. Finale for Superior, regular season finale for Chi High, a possibility of the playoffs, but they have to win here. Tarbox in motion, give to the other back. That's Xander Neal, I do believe, across the 35, and Neal up to the 38. For a gain of five, and bring up third and short.
Very nice job knifing in and through and following his lineman for a good pickup on second down, leaving about a third and four.
Call it third and five on the scoreboard officially. Again, maybe a little short. Third and four and a half, possibly. Either way, Chi High with some work to do on third down. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden will flip it right side. Tarbox. Tarbox finds a crease. 35, 40, 45 up to the 50-yard line. And Tarbox gets a look. And after his first carry went for no gain, he has two straight first downs.
Well, he got that pitch and he hit the line. And when he put his right foot in the ground, he accelerates very quickly through the line of scrimmage into the secondary. Nice gain and a nice run.
Again, this young sophomore looking good at that left wing back position. He's back there again in motion left to right. Von Hayden will give to Neal, and Neal is snuffed out right at the line of scrimmage. Got close to the 50, but no gain. May have even lost a yard, actually. And so back on the Chi High side of the 50.
Yeah, their defensive tackle came right across the line of scrimmage, getting past his block, and met Neal just about as soon as he got the football.
Second and a long 11 here, maybe closer to 12. That's what the scoreboard has up. Chi High back on their side of the 50. Flip to Tarbox again. Tarbox following his blocking into the line. He'll burrow forward for a gain of a couple.
We certainly have an advantage offensively. Superior defense has two high safeties, so there's two guys that are completely out of the picture. And Chi High with all their 11 personnel right up on the line of scrimmage. But now looks like we're going to go into a spread formation.
On a third and eight here. Smith. And Cardinals have eaten up almost 4 minutes of clock.
Yeah, sorry, Smith and Hebert coming back in, and Boland as well.
Boland wearing those bright pink gloves will come along with Smith to the left side. Xander Neal split out in the slot to the left as well. Single receiver to the right. From the shotgun, Mason Von Hayden on third and nine from the 48-yard line of Superior. Man in motion left to right. He'll get it into Boland's hands. Boland stutter steps. He'll try and evade one tackler. He will, but then a couple Carolina blue-clad defenders pull him down at the 45. And what's Coach Rakovich going to do here? They'll call it the 46.
Well, I like that play. It's very windy, so it's hard to throw the ball very far down the field, but you get it into Boland's hands. He's one of our best offensive playmakers, so even though that didn't net the first down, I like the strategy, and I hope to see more of that to mix up that pass along with the double wing, double tight run offense.
Fourth and six, and Clary will boot this one away, standing at his own 43-yard line. And now we have a whistle and a stoppage and a timeout taken by Superior. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Larry, the right-footed boot, gets off another missile inside the 10-yard line. Chai
has to chase
it down. No! Oh, they can't get to it at the goal line. I don't know if the gunner maybe slowed up a little bit on that, but an absolutely perfect punt. Oh, my goodness. That looked like it was going to roll to a stop at the half-yard line.
Yeah, I apologize for grunting into the microphone, but it looked like the ball checked up right at the 1 yard, inside the one, and then the gunner kicked it into the end zone, resulting in about a 20-yard difference.
How about Clary as a weapon punting, though? Colin Clary, another sophomore. Again, Brody Tarbox, the sophomore, has done an excellent job running the ball here in the second half. Clary, very well done punting. Unfortunately, it does skip into the end zone, so first and 10 from the 20. For Superior, they'll give it off the right side, battling across the 25-yard line and still fighting through tacklers. Up close to a first down was number 32. We've called his name a couple times tonight, Szymborski. Zwiefelhofer on the stop. Szymborski's just 5'8", 175, but the senior really fought for that. In fact, they gave him the first down.
Yeah, no surprise, run around the right end. They've been doing that so often in this game.
Kevin, you got to get your head up. So 6.5.
Number 50, Trevor Dombowski in on the defensive line.
First and 10 from the 30. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Give off the right side. That's Williams with a flag on the play. This one should be coming back. Williams, a big collision across the 40 and close to a first down. Zwiefelhofer holding the point there well, but this one should be the third holding penalty we've seen tonight against Superior.
This time, the left end, Trevor Dombowski, instead of going on the outside, cut to the inside. The offensive lineman was surprised by that, and instead of trying to block him, he just dragged him down, and fortunately, the referees called that.
Well, want to get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports? Yeah, for real. Chippewa Yellow Bus Company has transported local athletes for 7 decades, and they are now hiring drivers. That's Chippewa Yellow Bus Company. Enjoy summers off and a flexible schedule, $300 sign-on bonus, paid training as well. Call 726-2454 or just stop by Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Yes, get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports.
give them a call. Chippewa Yellow Bus Company. First and 20 from their own 24 Superior, four wide, split evenly, two and two left and right, Hoff in motion left to right. The give to Williams, spins off one tackle in the backfield, then he's undercut, upended across the 23, may have gotten to the 24, no further than that. And it's second and long.
Brett Krista was in the backfield to say hello and then goodbye to the running back, but the rest of the defense was there to meet him quickly with a minimal gain.
Again, Krista has just been all over the place tonight. The junior linebacker, 6 foot 190, but just playing a lot bigger than that even. Second and 17 from their own 23 for Superior. Chi High leads 7-6. Fast-paced third quarter, 5:15 and counting to go here on WOGO Sports. Firing one right over the middle and getting Hoff across the 40-yard line. That is very close to a first down. Meller rises and fires a quick hitter right down the seam, and I think that will move the sticks.
Yeah, they've sprinkled in the pass just enough to keep you honest, and it's been there when they've needed it.
It is a first down.
Good job by the Superior offense. Good play design.
Again, Meller has not been 100% to say the least, but he can throw the football, that's for sure, and he's just battled Gamely to stay out there, and that was a good-looking pitch and catch. And now Superior really backed up, has a first and 10, knocking on Chi High's territorial door.
Yeah, one adjustment that Chi High has done is they now are playing with a larger front. They only have three secondary positions.
Give off the right side. That's Williams once again. Williams turning the corner, 45, 50-yard line, a big collision. Williams in front of his own bench, and he is close to moving the chains once again. And that will be a first down for Superior.
Boland came up from the safety position to make the tackle, popping the ball out, but he was close enough to the sidelines. The ball just went out of bounds. But a good tackle by Boland out of the safety position. And now another defensive back coming in, and so they're just going to go back to their traditional 3-4-4 defense.
I believe that would be the fifth time Superior has put the ball on the ground, but again, no harm done that time as it went out of bounds. But ball security has been a bit of an issue. They've only lost one of those fumbles, though. Off the right side on the quick give, Chi High making him change direction, coming back the other way and hit at the 50-yard line, falling forward back to the line of scrimmage. That was a lot of work for not a lot of gain there for Szymborski.
He did an incredible job. They had him for a 6-yard loss. I think he ran about 40 yards zigzagging to pick up 2 yards on that play. Good job of the Chi High defense hemming him in.
And he was eventually brought down on the play by fellow number 32, Isaiah Bainan. That's Szymborski.
I want to watch Carter Bovey, who's looked like he's kind of ginger on that ankle right now. He's a real key player for us on defense.
It's a second and 8 here from the Chi High 46. And now
blood, I think, on number 16.
So Lucas Williams will have to head off at least for a play here. And again, the way he's been running the ball, you're not going to complain about that. Tatum Clark comes in, the sophomore running back. Second and 8 from the Chi High 46. Hoff in motion right to left. Lino is at quarterback. Lino going to give right up the gut. Chi High quickly to the point of attack. Snuffs it out.
Careful.
After a gain of a couple. And you know, a little chirping maybe between the Chi High secondary and a player from Superior. And it's a tight game here. 7-6. Chi High a one-point advantage thanks to a blocked point after. Just one possession for each team so far here. In the third quarter, Chi High chewed up well over 4 minutes of clock before punting it away, and Superior a ball control drive here to match.
I think this is four down territory. They've crossed midfield. The way they're playing defense, I think they have the confidence they can go for it.
Third and 6, two tight ends, two wing backs, man in motion left to right for Tanner Lino, the junior quarterback. Lino gives it right up the middle to Tatum Clark, and Clark will battle his way down to the 40-yard line within 2 yards of the first down, and that brings up a huge fourth and 2 as Lucas Williams jogs back into the huddle.
Boy, they just go behind that big right guard, and such a road grader out there paving away, and that was 4 or 5 yards he's able to get on that carry.
Again, the way Superior's moved the ball just slowly but surely this possession, the way they really honestly dominated time of possession and yardage in this game. Chi High's got to get a stop here on 4th and 2, Cardinal 40-yard line. Meller back in at quarterback. Meller's going to keep it himself. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage.
He did not get it.
He did not get there. Turnover on downs. The Chi High defense holds. What a stop.
Great effort by the defensive line to stuff the offensive charge by Superior. What a good stop. I was expecting Williams to go off the right edge, but instead they went quarterback follow up the middle, and Chi High was up to the task.
Wow, that is a big, big play for Chi High. And nice starting field position at their own 39 as well. But goodness, in a one-point game, what a critical stop. Now the Cardinals back to the familiar double wing formation. Off the left side is Xander Neal. Neal is dragged down by a face mask, and that's a 15-yard penalty.
Wow,
as they drag Neal down, I mean, twisted his head around, and he's just upset. Good thing he's not hurt. That was a violent penalty.
That play was set up very well, blocked well by the offensive line, and we're just watching Xander Neal cruise around the edge, and then all of a sudden his head goes the opposite direction as yanked down by the face mask.
And the thing is, I think he's upset not so much about the penalty, but about the real estate he had in front of him if he hadn't been dragged down by the face mask.
Absolutely, no question about it. There's a lot of green in front of him.
So a minute 52, the clock has stopped because of the penalty. We're still in the third quarter. Chi High leads 7-6. But now, the ball at the 41-yard line of Superior.
Carter Bovian at wingback.
He's at that left wingback position, and Bovian motion left to right. Little collision in the backfield. Bovi has the ball. He's going to stutter step, going to cut back against the grain inside the 40-yard line and back to the 46. Give us time to remind you that last Cardinal first down brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Call Clay and the crew. Service Master Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Carter Bovey on one leg, gets the handoff, runs into the fullback, still gets 5 yards.
What an athlete. He really is. Oh, Tarbox back out there. He'll get the call. Puts his foot in the ground, goes straight ahead to the 35-yard line. Gain of 1, 3rd and 4. We've been saying this a lot, but do you figure this is 2-down territory for Chi High at this point of the field?
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you, that was a nice run by the young running back. It wasn't blocked for much, but he stuck his head in there and got what he could out of it.
Cardinals bring it to the line on 3rd and 4. Ball right in the center of the field. Double wing, double tight. Flip left side. That's Xander Neal. Neal following his blocking inside the 30-yard line, breaking free to the 20 and down to the 17. Xander Neal with a burst.
Really nice job from the right wing position, coming to the left, well blocked by the left side of the offensive line. Did a great job picking his way, getting through and running really hard. A lot of leg speed and determination, good balance.
Cards in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone once again. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. 1st and 10 from the 18. Final play of the quarter. Give off the right side. That's Carter Bovey. Bovey turning the corner. 15-yard line to the 10. Spins close to another Chi High first down. And that'll end the third quarter. It's a one-point game. The Cardinals on the move. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Jumping around here in Superior as we move to the final frame. Trying to keep warm as well as that wind certainly cooling things down from our 50-degree game time start temperature. The final 12 minutes on the clock, final 12 minutes of the regular season of the BRC conference campaign for both of these teams. Chi-High leads Superior 7-6, and the Cardinals on the march. That first down carry by Carter Bovey after the preceding first down carry from Xander Neal has given Chi-High a first and goal, from the 7-yard line of Superior.
And the difference there was his speed and quickness, and I hate to say it, but this is the kind of game where Jackson LeMay, I think, would be getting a lot of yards and giving fits to the Superior defense, but unfortunately, he is not available for tonight.
And a lot of teams dinged up at this point of the season. Chi-High has had some encouraging work from some unfamiliar offensive players. Now they'll go first and goal from the 8-yard line, officially double wing, double tight. Give to Devin Bush. Bush straight up the gut inside the 5-yard line. Gain of 3.5 or so on first down, second and goal.
Yeah, you've been running to the left edge, the right edge. You keep your defense honest by running up the middle every once in a while, and Bush certainly has taken some of those to the house.
Bovey left wing back, Neal right wing back, Bush behind. Flip left side,
that's there it is.
Neal. Neal has a gap into the end zone, touchdown with a flag on the play.
Oh, wow. That was just a fantastic job. We had a great vantage point from it here. Just to
say,
watch.
Really well blocked.
Yeah, watch the waters part, but maybe so something extra happened.
Man, again, just what a great, I mean, you wouldn't even say a crease, just a big time hole you could drive a truck back to Chippewa through. And Neal runs almost untouched into the end zone, but something happened on the back end of that as the back judge threw the flag, and Chi-High now will have second and goal from a lot further back. 11:28 to go in the fourth quarter. 7-6 Chi-High. They will mark this back to the 12-yard line. So second and goal from the 12. Cardinals will stay in the double wing. Wing backs are Neal and Bovey. Back to pass is Von Hayden. He's rolling out to his right, throws a dart. It's caught high in, tipped high in the end zone. He was looking for Jalen Smith. That might be one Smith wishes he had back. Look to be a fairly on-target pass. And now third and goal.
Yeah, I think that's number 28, not 29.
Or maybe that was Owen King, excuse me. Maybe that was Owen King coming from the tight end position.
And now Von Hayden does a really good job feeling the pressure. He sped up to get out to the edge to get away from the defensive pressure. He threw an absolute bullet, a little too hot to handle, and the ball went up into the air, unfortunately, but was not intercepted. Nice play design.
Third and goal here. Again, Cards stay in the double wing. Third and goal from the 12. Crisscross. Bovey going to flip it back to Von Hayden. Von Hayden looking to pass. He'll float into the back of the end zone. Auger can't haul it in. The timing just a little bit off on that play as Bovey had it and kind of a flea flicker on a bootleg back to Von Hayden, who tried to find Auger back line of the end zone. But again, just everything a little bit off on that play from the start.
Yeah, and Auger was open. Somebody was in the face of Von Hayden, did a good job to get it off. And with the wind is blowing, it's really hard to put it on an exact spot because you're just not sure how the ball is going to be affected into the wind.
Cardinals are going to go for it here. Fourth and goal from the 12. Kind of taking a lot of time. We'll see if they can get to the line without a timeout. They will not be able to. So a timeout taken by Chi-High. We'll step out for 30 seconds. Back in half a minute on WOGU. A critical fourth down play coming up in half a minute.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any great clip salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut. That's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clips Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Looking at the replay, which we have the advantage of when we're standing right next to the coaches here in the booth, it looked like on that third down play, the 47 crisscross, but it was a fake on the crisscross, faking that pitch, and instead kind of a flea flicker pitch back to Von Hayden. I like the play design and kind of the, again, the, there's so many different things in this double wing offense that you can see the, and that's one I hadn't seen before. And again, timing, execution just a little off on that one, but you never know. Put that one on tape and gives everybody just a little bit extra to worry about. Cardinals now a fourth and goal from the 12-yard line, leading 7-6, 11-13 to go in the game. From the gun, Mason Von Hayden, single back to his right. Von Hayden back to pass, and now they will blow this one dead. And what do we have? A false start on Chai High. Now it's going to be fourth and goal from the 17. And after the Cardinals spend a timeout setting up that play, they will now
a field goal try.
They will go for the field goal with Faschingbauer. So this will be a 35-yard field goal attempt.
Wow. This, you have to kick Potter a little bit to the left, knowing this wind is coming from the left to right.
Faschingbauer from 35. High snap, good spot. Faschingbauer drives the leg into it. It's good! Faschingbauer, a big-time 35-yard field goal, and it's 10-6 Chai High. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Field goal for Chai High from Faschingbauer, and how he will kick this one away out of the hold of Boland. A big-time kick from Faschingbauer from 35. That looked like it would have been good from close to 45. Chai High.
I'm sorry, that was big to get some points out of that. That great stand by the defense, and then the offense to take it down. Would have scored if not for that holding penalty, but at least they were able to salvage three.
Faschingbauer drives the right leg into this one. It's fielded and dropped at the 4-yard line. Picked up on a bounce at the 6, to the 10, to the 15, cutting outside the numbers at the 20-yard line. And another fortunate bounce after the ball hits the carpet. Again, gusting winds and a booming leg from Ethan Faschingbauer made that one a tough one to field and could have been disastrous for Superior.
Now, the way the Superior offense has been going, they've had one big play or two against us, but mostly it's just been the kind of the little paper cuts, 4 yards here, 5 yards there. So their drives have been eat quite a bit of clock. But the 11 minutes here, plenty of time left, certainly anybody's football game, but maybe after that last stand, Chai High's got some confidence on defense.
And Superior has extended drives with some third and long conversions. In this game, they'll give it to Lucas Williams off the right side,
yes,
picking his way across the 20-yard line, maybe for a gain of one. That's about it.
Real good job holding up on that left side of the defense, not allowing Williams much room to work.
So second and 9 after the gain of one from Williams.
who's nearing his 20th carry of the night, I believe. May have already surpassed that, actually.
Just about all of his carries have been around that right edge, and normally he's running full speed when he gets to the corner, but this time he was slowed up and tackled.
Four wide now for Meller, the senior quarterback. The single back to his left from the shotgun, man in motion left to right. Meller's going to keep it himself right up the middle. The Chi-High defense not fooled. Meller will take it up to the 25 for a gain of three. That'll bring up third and seven. And again, if your Chi-High offense got some momentum, did punch one in, but got a little momentum, you'd love to give it back to him on a three and out here.
Yeah, real nice job. Chi-High defense did not get fooled by all the action going left. Quarterback coming just right up the middle.
So Meller jogging back to the huddle. Again, a little hitch in his giddy up. Just really a courageous effort here from this senior tonight. Third and seven. Give off the right side. That's the sophomore. And Tatum Clark is the name I was searching for there. And Clark is hit shy of the 30-yard line. Stopped at the 29.
Fourth and two.
And I believe Coach DeMeyer is going to go for this here, not give the ball back to Chi-High. Interesting, again, with this much time left.
I think 13 is their punter.
Trailing 10-6. So, well, let's see. Maybe we'll see a quick kick here. So Tanner Leno is their quarterback, but as you mentioned, he may have the ability to punt as well. But fourth and two from their own 29 for Superior. Three receivers right, single receiver left. Leno from the pistol sends a man in motion left to right. Leno going to keep it himself off right guard, and he will move the pile forward. And they did indeed go for it on fourth and two from their own 29. And Tanner Leno, the junior, able to move the chains. Wow, that was a gutsy call there. And a four-point ball game with three-fourths of the fourth quarter left.
There's a little bit of a conference. I think the referee threw a flag into that pile.
Oh, we have a personal foul face mask on Chi-High added to this. And so again, the Cardinals with a chance to get off the field instead. We'll surrender the first down and then a 15-yard penalty, and now totally change the complexion of this drive. Superior knocking on the door of midfield, trailing by just 4 points.
Tells you how important this possession is. Fourth and two at your own 30-yard line, 29-yard line, whatever it was, that they went for it and were able to get it. And then, as you said, the extra 15, so now they're almost out to midfield.
Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Leno from the shotgun. He'll take the snap at his own 45. Give off the left side, picking his way across the 50-yard line. Tatum Clark into Chi-High territory. Bolin rolls him down at the 46 of Chi-High. Gain of five.
Colton Petzgalsko in on that tackle. And I tell you, we haven't called his name much, but partly because they've been running to the other side so often.
We have a stoppage here.
Injured player for Superior.
Injured player for Superior. Near the Superior sideline. We're going to take a quick 30-second break here on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
And player for Superior still down here. 8 minutes exactly on the clock. Chi-High leads 10-6. But Superior to the Cardinal 46-yard line with a second and five. You mentioned in that game, much anticipated game between the Big Rivers Conference front runners. It's been all Hudson.
Yeah, Hudson scored again in the third quarter, making it 35-0. I don't know if anybody saw that coming.
So Hudson making an emphatic statement not only in the Big Rivers Conference but also for the seating committee slash computer when it comes to their playoff positioning tomorrow morning.
And the player getting back to his feet for Superior. I think that may have been the ball carrier, Tatum Clark. And so he will walk off primarily unassisted to the sideline, stay down for a while. So we'll wish that young man well. Hopefully he's able to come back into this game. Walking a little gingerly on the sideline. Second and five. Clark again was the one who typically spelled the bell cow running back, Lucas Williams. Williams out there now. Chi-High 46-yard line in a four-point game. Lino gives right up the middle, and Williams inside the 45 down to the 43. Had a couple players tangled up at the end of that one, and the officials talking to them a little bit here. The Chi-High player kind of throwing his arms up to the officials saying, I got blocked and blocked in the back after the play.
Nice job by Nolan Pusula, playing defensive tackle on that play. We've mentioned that massive 350-pound guard did a nice job taking on that block and allowing the linebackers to come in and make the tackle for a short gain.
Third and two from the Chi-High 43. Lino from the pistol takes the snap. Lino option look and keeping himself right side. He is going to get to the 41, then the 40-yard line. That will be enough on third and two, a gain of three. To move the chains. 6:59, clock stops temporarily. It is 10-6, Chi-High. Superior 0-8 on the season. Chi-High 3-5.
I don't think there's been very many fourth quarter games where Superior has had a chance to win. There's a 4-point lead for Chi-High. Superior's on the drive. You can kind of get a sense that this essentially is the ball game. As far as Superior is concerned, right here to score on this drive, 40 yards to get pay dirt.
I think Coach DeMeyer knows that as well. That's why he went for it on fourth down from his own 29-yard line. Lino, give off the left side. That's Hoff, and Hoff inside the 40-yard line to the 35, down to the 34, a gain of six on first down. And again, this physical Superior team is running downhill right now. As we are 14 seconds away from the halfway point of the third quarter. Again, Superior just looking for a win. Chi-High hoping for a win and in scenario, but again, a loss here tonight ends the season for both teams. Single receiver left and right. Lino from the pistol again. Give off the left side. That's Hoff cutting his way inside the 35-yard line, excuse me. Down close to the 30.
Stop made by
close
six,
to another first down. Bovey on the stop.
Looks like another Superior player is slow to get up.
5:38 is where the clock is stopped. And again, that clock becoming a factor as well if Superior is able to finish off this drive with a touchdown. Chi-High does have all three of their timeouts remaining. Two for Coach Bob DeMeyer. Again, we have another injury stoppage. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Third and one, the Superior Spartans at the Chi-High 31-yard line, 5:38 to play in the game. Cardinals lead 10-6. Again, needing a win to remain playoff eligible. But Superior has controlled the ball this drive, eating up clock as the clock winds after the injury stoppage. Third and one from the 31. Lino, the junior at quarterback. Lino going to keep it himself off the right side. He will plunge forward for a first down to the 28. Gain of three. Superior again in no great hurry here.
Yeah, and like they've done so many times, running behind number 77, Braylon Lemieux, just a massive offensive guard. And he was able to seal the defensive tackle and leave enough room, but a real valiant effort by the Chi-High defense for a minimal gain, but enough for a first down.
Akers split out wide to the right. We've seen him make a couple plays here tonight. First and 10 from the 28 of Chi-High for Superior. Leno, delayed give off the left side. Chi-High hits him in the backfield, pulls him down. A big play there by Carter Bovey.
Yeah, Carter Bovey and Brett Krista coming up.
Samborski that time.
It's a loss of two.
And got to try to get Superior behind the sticks here.
Yeah, and I think that's what's going on, right? The offensive forward pass hasn't happened in quite a long time, and so you're cheating your safety up. You have Boland that is back, but then you have Carter Bovey, one of your best athletes on the field. He's just going to the football, forgetting about any kind of chance of pass, just making the attack on that run game.
Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Second and 12 from the Chi-High 30-yard line. Keeping it himself is Leno. Leno off right guard. He's pulled down as he crosses the 30-yard line down to the 26, it would appear. Gain of four, third and eight coming up. Krista, yet another stop for Chi-High. Two downs to get 8 yards.
Isaiah Baining.
Superior.
Isaiah Baining coming in as another defensive lineman, and Boland, the safety, going out. So anticipating, even on a third and eight, anticipating two run plays here, getting a little bit heavier on the defensive front.
Third and nine, 3:36 to go. Again, the clock definitely a factor now. Leno from the pistol. Leno holds back to pass, fires over the middle to no one. His receiver never turned around for the ball. He was looking for Samborski, who seemed to be open there, and now it's fourth and nine.
Yeah, Carter Bovey was right there on the play as well. I think a better pass, yeah, may have been caught, but also may have been intercepted by Carter Bovey.
So now what do you do if you're Coach DeMeyer? You take a timeout. We will as well. Back in 30 seconds, the play of the game coming up next. 3:27 to go, four-point game, fourth and nine for Superior. Can the Chi-High defense hold? We'll find out in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Of course, I say there's two runs. They come out and throw it.
A chilly, blustery night here in Superior. 3 minutes, 27 seconds on the clock. Chi-High leads 10-6. They have to hold on here for a chance to get into the postseason. Fourth and nine Superior from the 27 of Chi-High. Only one timeout left for Coach Bob DeMeyer. They put Meller, their senior, who's battling injury, it would appear, back in at quarterback. On fourth and nine, Meller takes the snap. He's rolling out to his right. He's under heavy pressure. Meller rolling, throws right side, and it's incomplete. Chi-High, the defense holds. Turnover on downs. The ball back to the Cards. Great pressure applied on the play that time,
yeah,
for Chi-High. Hagman.
Yeah, Hagman did a great job getting the pressure. He absolutely refused to be blocked. And then Boland from the safety position coming up to knock the ball down. Very good defensive effort by Chi-High. I mean, Superior had been driving that ball down the field, and Chi-High stood tall defensively. And that saved the game right there. Now you got 3 minutes and 21 seconds to work with.
You're going to have to get some first downs here. Again, one timeout left for Coach DeMeyer. You're going to have to move the chains a couple times.
Yeah, absolutely. And you feel like this offense knows that they can do that. They've had some success running the football on the last drive and getting back to that crisscross with Tarbucks or Carter Bovey or Xander Neal. They've got the running backs in the line to do it.
So Chi-High in the double wing, first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Flip left side, that's Xander Neal. Neal trying to turn the corner, and Neal will across the 30-yard line, and Neal pushing ahead to the 35, a gain of 8 on first down, just what the doctor ordered for Chi-High.
Carter Bovey and Von Hayden leading the charge out on the left side.
Clock trickles under 3 minutes to go. A second and two for Chi-High. Of course, they're not going to be in any hurry here. Want to keep draining this clock away.
in a four-point hard-fought game. Got to take care of business here. Get the first down on the drive. Second and two from the 35-yard line. Flip off the left side. Trying to turn the corner. That's Hebert. Hebert will at the 40-yard line, and smartly he will stop to stay in bounds. Again, the clock will stop temporarily, but a first down carry there by Sam Hebert in the heads-up play. We mentioned, to our knowledge, he hasn't played a lot of wingback, but that time using the speed and then hitting the brakes to make sure he's taken down in bounds to keep that clock rolling.
And I love that play, too, because they send him in motion. The snap comes, immediately handoff, and he's sprinting against or going across the line of scrimmage to the defense's weak side.
Hebert, the left wing back, right wing back is Xander Neal. Bush, the B-back. First and 10 from the 40. Double wing, double tight. Give right up the middle. That's Bush. Bush at the 50, the 45, 40, the 35, the 30. Devin Bush stops, pushes a couple players forward inside the 25-yard line, and that may just about do it for Chi High.
What a great run, just kind of waiting for that to pop. We've said before that he's popped some big ones from that B-back position, basically a fullback blast right up the middle, and that time popped a big one.
And the clock will run once again. Superior can only stop the clock one more time. Ball spotted at the 24-yard line. What a carry right up the middle, a huge hole for Devin Bush.
Now, we did not expect that it would take till 1 minute and 40 seconds left in this game to feel a sense of relief, but finally we have it, and that makes this bus ride a lot easier going home when you have that victory.
Cardinals will come up to the line with senior Mason Von Hayden. Under 90 seconds to play now. Von Hayden under center. Neal in motion left to right. They'll give to Bush. Bush across left guard this time. He'll push it into the Johnson roll-off red zone for one more time tonight with a minute 17 remaining and a timeout taken by Superior. We'll come back in 30 seconds for the conclusion here on WOGO Sports.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
One minute, 17 seconds to play in the season, the regular season, but Chi High hoping that their season will not end here tonight. They lead 10-6. The ball, as we mentioned, in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. That was the last timeout for Superior. Chi High looking for their fourth win of the season.
The main thing to do right now is hold on to that football. The worst thing that can happen is a fumble, and that's for Chi High. They've not had a turnover tonight, and nobody's surprised that they only gave up 6 points. What is surprising that they've only scored 10 on offense?
No one say Georgia Tech Miami right now. Second and 5 from the 19, double wing, double tight. Von Hayden under center, give off the right side. That's Hebert. Hebert at the 20-yard line, the 15. He will slide to a knee. A late flag comes in. Maybe a helmet-to-helmet hit here, actually.
Yeah, the way that they threw that flag, it looked like it was some kind of face mask or... Oh, no, they're calling this.
Wow. I had a little disbelief from the fan section as well, too.
Who are we to criticize the referees? I'm sure whatever happened there was a legitimate call.
Didn't see it myself, but the clock is now stopped at a minute 10. And holding against Chi High, and that will be declined by Coach DeMeyer.
Brings up third and three.
So third and three. Again, no timeouts left for Superior, but a minute 10 on the clock.
Yeah, it would have been second down. It would have given an opportunity to run even more clock. So they're hoping to get this stop and then any kind of time left for some kind of a Hail Mary trickeration last-minute gasp.
So Von Hayden will bring them up to the line. So it's a third and three.
punch it in for a first down. The game's over, and this play will stop before it gets started. It was a pitch to Neal, but we have a procedure penalty, and now that gives again a heartbeat to Superior. Third and three becomes third and eight. And that changes a lot for Chi High, because third and three, you figure a couple downs to try to end the game. Now the Cards a third and eight with a minute nine left. There may be some time left for Superior if the Cards are not able to convert.
Yeah, this is all about concentration and focus. You're trying to close out this football game. You're probably excited. You want to get to that celebration at the end of the game, but you got to just take your composure, finish this game out. A minute 10 left.
Ball on the near hash. Third and eight officially from the 22. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden under center. Chi High leading 10-6. Von Hayden give to Neal, and Neal is blown up right at the point of attack. The clock will keep running, but now fourth down for Chi High. I would presume they'll take this down as far as they can and call their second timeout. But again, the Cardinals will need to convert a fourth and eight, or the ball goes back to Superior in a 10-6 ball game.
Yeah, I don't know if you risk a punt in this situation or just run the ball again and hope for a first down.
Actually, a loss of one on that play. So it'll be fourth and nine. Cardinals will take the ball down as far as they can.
I guess a running play would even take more time off the clock.
The other consideration here, do you consider another field goal attempt?
I don't think so. It doesn't help you any. Only gets you up,
It put you up seven, but again, the risk of it being blocked. So Cardinals will take this one all the way down to, how far? 6 seconds? 4 seconds? Well, the clock's running all the way down to zero, so that just must be an error. Or else we just totally miscounted, because the clock just ran all the way down. But again, we had a little bit of a timing issue at the end of the half, too. I don't think the game is over.
You know, it's usually hometown cooking when you get
clock runs an extra 12 seconds off for you.
But, you know, maybe the Superior clock keeper's got something going on tonight as well, and he's got
maybe
things to
get
to.
Maybe he's just cold like we are.
Well, nobody's leaving. Nobody's moving. Everybody knows there's still a play left in this game. It's just that the clock is at triple zeros.
So a fourth and nine for Chi High. Again, there would presumably not be enough time left to just throw it as far as you can out the back of the end zone.
They're getting out the abacus to try to figure out how much time to put back on the clock.
Coach DeMeyer is flanked by two of the officials here. Is there, again, going to figure out how much time is left on this clock. And Chi High, I presume, took a timeout at some point here. We have a 10-6 ball game, and we think there's about 12 seconds left on the clock, but we're still waiting to figure out.
Take the snap. And just throw it out of bounds.
Again, we'll wait to see how much time is supposed to be on the clock, and then what will Chi High do here to try to end this game.
Yeah, it looks like I'm guessing their offense is going to run a play to use up as much clock as they can. And then, at best, Superior's going to get one play and have about 80 yards to go.
A big gust of wind just came through the press box and took out all of my paper.
Caleb is throwing the confetti on the ground.
I'll save that for when the clock hits zeros.
And then I'll be making my way down to the field to get a little interview with Coach Rakevich.
And again, this has been an inordinately long stoppage. Both coaches have been talked to. I think what we think we know for sure is that this game is not over because there was too much time left on the clock, but somehow the clock just kept going.
Some great job by the Chi High offense to take the ball down. to drive it all the way down to the 20, you know, 5-yard line or so of Superior, controlling this fourth quarter and this game now. And we're just waiting for the referees to get this ball back into play.
Again, here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's been a fairly fast-paced game, to be honest. Because we're at 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, and presumably just a handful of seconds away from the end of the game, but my goodness.
The airport is just south of the stadium here. One of these times, I got to find a friend who flies and just see if I can get a lift up here. You know, I don't mind the drive, especially with you, Caleb, really enjoyable, but you didn't let me stop at Jack Link's. And
I totally forgot about
that. Yeah, a little disappointing, you know, that we didn't get the beef jerky, but we're here, and we'll have a nice night of looking at the stars as we go back home tonight and talking about this game.
Both teams are huddling on their respective sidelines now, and so we would hope that some consensus has been reached. We do know the ball's at the 23. We do know that it's 4th and 9 for Chai High. We know the score is 10-6 Chippewa Falls. Other than that, we're not getting a whole lot from the scoreboard right now. Superior out of timeouts. Chai High, again, we assume, just used their last one. Or excuse me, their second to last timeout.
Boy, and everybody's had time to kind of stand around here for a few minutes, and your body gets a little bit stiff and it gets cold. Okay, now they're signaling timeout Chai High.
And now we see 21 seconds on the clock. So a timeout taken by Chippewa Falls. So we'll take a 30-second break and figure out what's going on. Be back after this.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
More intrigue here. Chai High leading 10-6. We thought, again unofficially, we thought there would be 12 seconds left for Chai High to try to run out here. They have put 21 seconds left on the clock, so again, you can't really just run around here. You gotta try to pick up this first down on 4th and 9, where Superior gets one more crack at it. So Von Hayden will go to the line in the double wing. Double tight formation. Von Hayden will flip it and will lead block for Neal. Neal finds a crease. He will push forward. He is close to the first down. If he got it, that game is over.
16 seconds left on the clock.
Waiting for the indication from the officials if the right arm goes forward.
Oh, yes. It does. Yes. Game over. Chai High wins.
Oh, fantastic. Great job by Neal. That's a play that's worked so well for them. Coming from the right side, angling to the left.
4th and 9, and Neal picks it up as Von Hayden gets out there as a blocker. The senior gets the job done. And the clock will hit triple zeros finally here in Chippewa Falls, in Superior rather. And so, as the clock winds down, Chai High escapes from Superior with their fourth win of the season and remains playoff eligible. Superior falls to 0-9 on the year. Chai High 4-5. And that all-important 3-4 in BRC play to give themselves a chance at the postseason. We'll find out where that may end up tomorrow morning at about 10 a.m. Once again, your final score from the NBC Spartan Sports Complex, Chai High 10, Superior 6. We're coming back in 3.5 minutes with the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Don't go away. We'll have the great clips, great plays of the game, the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, and our exclusive chat down on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich. The Cardinals win by 4, 10-6. We're back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Tune in this Sunday morning right here on WOGO 680 AM and FM 103.1 for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show from 9 to 10 AM. We'll be discussing what you should and should not be composting, as well as botanical gardens. Our guest is author Jennifer Jewell will be with us, and we'll answer your garden questions. That's all this Sunday morning from 9 to 10 AM right here on WOGO 680 AM and FM 103.1. Tell a friend and let's grow together.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Holly Bobie of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
The Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. You heard Holly Bovey. We'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap coming up soon. Our exclusive chat down on the field coming shortly with Alan Dunham and head coach Chuck Rakovich. Chi High, a thriller, maybe a thriller we didn't expect, but they win it 10-6 to move to 4-5 on the season, 3-4 in Big Rivers Conference play, and remain playoff eligible. Superior 0-9 on the season, 0-7 in BRC play. Chi High, not an easy game by any means. Again, maybe not their full complement of players with some injuries here tonight, but they got the job done, and we'll go down the field shortly with Alan Dunham.
Right here with Coach Rakovich. Congratulations on the win tonight. What stood out to you?
Well, what stood out is the weather, number one.
We thought for sure, man, I'll tell you what, I brought rain suit, I brought big knee-high boots. I thought it was going to be a monsoon. And it's actually nice out here. It turned out nice. Superior did exactly what I thought they would do. They played hard. They could have easily, maybe they could have won that thing. However, when we have two touchdowns call back, that turns the tide a little bit on this game. So, our kids did what they had to tonight. Long ride up here, not knowing what the conditions were going to be, and they came out and did a fine job.
The win tonight, and talking about the rain, a lot more double wing, double tight. We didn't have LeMay tonight. A couple guys that got touches that don't normally run the football. Thought the offense did a good job working with the new pieces. What did you see with that?
Well, I was nervous, man. I'll tell you, we had three. I guess you could say almost season. Well, a couple of them are season-ending injuries this past week. And then one hopefully we'll get back next week. But we were hit hard this week with the injury bug, and it wasn't like on Monday. It was like on Wednesday, and we're trying to figure out a game plan and who can do what. And it affected not only the offense but the defense also. I'm not going to mention names, but we had three great players that didn't suit up tonight, and we missed them.
Yeah, I saw Bolin playing safety the whole game, did a really nice job out there. Certainly, as wide receiver experience is helpful. And then Brett Krista, playing more snaps at defense. He was all over the field. And then some new defensive linemen playing as well. And that fourth quarter drive where Superior's coming down, looks like they could potentially take the lead, and the defense bowed up.
That was big. And I told the guys on the headset, I said, if they score, we're done. Because they were taking chunks off the clock, and I didn't think we'd have time to come back and score another one unless there was a heroic effort by somebody. But, the defense did what they had to do, and the offense marched down. And, if there'd have been 30 seconds left in the game, we'd have put another score on. I'm confident of that, because what did we end up on, 7-yard line or something like that going in, plus two touchdowns called back, which for some reason our sideline film system didn't work. I cannot wait to look at it because, honest to God, everybody on the sideline was, there's no hole there on both of them. I don't know what they saw. But, that's frustrating when you have those things happen. It's frustrating enough on a normal play, but to have two touchdowns called back is, that's backbreaking.
Yeah. Well, it's nice now. You get the win. You get to enjoy this bus ride home, and then kind of wait around and see what the selection committee says about tomorrow and potentially the playoffs.
Right. And that's out of our hands. We told the kids all week, and especially tonight, play your best game. There's no guarantees you get another one. And, this could be it for these seniors, 16 that we have, and I hope not. They've been close in all but one game, and they deserve another shot. And especially for our young kids, play another game is huge.
That's right. Well, congratulations, Coach. Enjoy the win.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Back to you, Caleb.
Thank you so much, Alan Dunham. Thank you, as always, Head Coach Chuck Rakovich, so gracious with his time here on the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a quick 3-minute break. We'll bring you back with the great clips, great plays of the game, the Holly Bovey names, stats recap as well. The most important stats on the scoreboard, Chi-High wins it at Superior 10-6. Back in three to finish up the Post-Glass Post-Game Show here on WOGO Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI, SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome you back to the Postglass Postgame Show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi High wins it 10-6. They move to 3-4 in Big Rivers Conference play, 4-5 for the regular season, and hoping for favor from the selection committee tomorrow and one more shot at least at continuing this 2023 campaign. Superior ends their season at 0-9. It's time for the Names You Know, Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can give her a call at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Final stats courtesy of Dave Hansen. Chi High official statistician went like this. Superior with 15 first downs. Chi High 12 first downs on the night. Total yards, Superior did outgain Chi High 233 total yards, Chi High 195, but again a lot more even than at the half. Chi High rushed for 185 yards, only 10 yards through the air. 185 yards rushing, impressive on the ground tonight for the Card. Superior with 167 yards rushing and 71 yards through the air. 3 of 10 passing for Mason Von Hayden tonight. Superior, again, had three different players actually throw the ball. They were 5 of 11 through the year, but also one interception. No fumbles lost for Chi High. Superior, 4 fumbles and one of them lost. Chi High was, hurt themselves with penalties. 8 penalties for 75 yards lost. As you heard Coach Rakovich say, the coaching staff might have a few words to say about some of those penalties and whether they actually were phantom penalties or not. Again, a couple touchdowns called back. But Chi High, 8 penalties, 75 yards lost. Superior, 5 penalties for 50 yards in penalties. Yardage loss. Individual stats rushing, Chi High Xander Neal, 13 carries for 76 yards, including really the game-winning carry at the end to seal it. Sam Hebert with 3 rushes for 19 yards. Devin Bush, 5 for 44, including a huge, huge carry that you'll hear in our Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game. Brody Tarbox, first time we've called his name here this season. He had 4 rushes for 18 yards. The sophomore youngster doing a great job tonight. Mason Von Hayden, 3 carries for 12 yards. And Carter Bovee, 2 for 16 as the senior, did a little bit of everything here tonight. For Superior, Lucas Williams ended up with 18 carries for 74 yards. Tatum Clark, the sophomore, 9 carries for 36 yards. Passing stats, as we mentioned, Mason Von Hayden was 3 of 10 for 10 yards. They really did not go to the air a lot here tonight, did Chi High. Sam Meller, 4 of 9 for 40 yards, but did throw an interception. Lucas Williams, 1 of 1 for 31 yards on the halfback option play. Receiving for Superior, two receptions for 23 yards for Hoff. Lucas Williams, one for nine. And Aker, one reception for 8 yards. Though, actually, I do believe Aker caught the 31-yarder from Williams earlier in the game as well. Sam Hebert with one reception for 6 yards. Jackson Bolin, one reception for 3 yards. And Preston Auger, one reception for 1 yard. That's the names you know. Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovee.com, or find Holly on Facebook. We'll finish up the post-class post-game show, get Alan's final thoughts, and have the great clips, great plays of the game all coming up in 60 seconds here on WOGO. Chi-High wins 10-6. Don't go away. The post-class post-game show finishes up next.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
This is the post-class post-game show here on WOGO Sports. Chi-High winners 10-6 here on the road in a tough one at Superior against a hard-nosed Spartan squad. It's time for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. We'll get you the second half great plays here on WOGO Sports is how it sounded. Brought back that pick six. Tarbucks gets the call again off the right side, and this time he picks his way across the 30-yard line, and the sophomore moves to the sixth. Second varsity carry went a lot better. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden will flip it right side. Tarbucks. Tarbucks finds a crease. 35, 40, 45 up to the 50-yard line, and Tarbucks gets a look, and after his first carry went for no gain, he has two straight first downs.
Boy, he got that pitch and he hit the line, and when he put his right foot in the ground, he accelerates very quickly.
Possession and yardage in this game. Chi-High's got to get a stop here on 4th and 2, Cardinal 40-yard line. Meller back in at quarterback. Meller's going to keep it himself. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage.
He did not get it.
He did not get there. Turnover on downs. The Chi-High defense holds. What a stop.
Great effort by the defensive line to stuff the offensive charge by Superior. It wasn't blocked for much, but he stuck his head in there and got what he could out of it.
Cardinals bring it to the line on 3rd and 4. Ball right in the center of the field. Double wing, double tight. Flip left side. That's Xander Neal. Neal following his blocking inside the 30-yard line, breaking free to the 20 and down to the 17. Xander Neal with a burst.
Really nice job from the right wing position.
Your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. 1st and 10 from the 18. Final play of the quarter. Give off the right side. That's Carter Bovee. Bovee turning the corner. 15-yard line to the 10. Spins close to another Chi-High first down.
Knowing this wind is coming from the left to right.
Fashingbauer from 35. High snap. Good spot. Fashingbauer drives the leg into it. It's good! Fashingbauer, a big-time 35-yard field goal, and it's 10-6 Chi-High. We are back in 60 seconds.
Thousands.
Now, were they down to the 2-yard line before that holding call?
Well, the hold was enforced at the 2.
A minimal gain, but enough for a first down.
Aker split out wide to the right. We've seen him make a couple plays here tonight. 1st and 10 from the 28 of Chi-High for Superior. Leno Delayed give off the left side. Chai High hits him in the backfield, pulls him down. A big play there by Carter Bovey.
Yeah, Carter Bovey and Brett Krista coming up.
From the 27 of Chai High, only one timeout left for Coach Bob DeMeyer. They put Meller, their senior, who's battling injury, it would appear, back in at quarterback. On 4th and 9, Meller takes the snap. He's rolling out to his right. He's under heavy pressure. Meller rolling, throws right side, and it's incomplete. Chai High, the defense holds. Turnover on downs. The ball back to the Cards. Great pressure applied on the play that time Chai High. Hagman.
Yeah, Hagman did a great job getting the pressure. He absolutely refused to be blocked. And the line of scrimmage. To the defense's weak side.
Hebert, the left wing back, right wing back is Xander Neal. Bush, the B-back. 1st and 10 from the 40. Double wing, double tight. Give right up the middle. That's Bush. Bush at the 50, the 45, 40, the 35, the 30. Devin Bush stops, pushes a couple players forward inside the 25-yard line, and that may just about do it for Chai High. First down on 4th and 9. Where Superior gets one more crack at it. So Von Hayden will go to the line in the double wing, double tight formation. Von Hayden will flip it and will lead block for Neal. Neal finds a crease. He will push forward. He is close to the first down. If he got it, that game is over.
16 seconds left on the clock.
Waiting for the indication from the officials if the right arm goes forward.
Oh, yes.
It does. Yes.
Game over, Chai High win. Oh, fantastic. Great job by Neal. That's a play that's worked so well for them.
Those are the great clips, great plays of the game brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a Ready Next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. As we finish up the Postglass postgame show here, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Alan, your final thoughts here on what may be the final game of the season for Chai High. We don't know. Again, a lot of word was that there was a good chance that they could get into the postseason with a win here tonight. But, of course, that pending results all around the state and various metrics and such.
Yeah.
They took care of business here tonight. It wasn't easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of a somber moment here just now watching the Spartan team gather their fans and parents and their last game of the year and what sounds like two seasons in a row of not winning a game. But tell you what, they put up a great fight. They never once hung their head, and it wasn't until the very end that the victory was certain for Chai High. And feel really good for the Chai High players. They've battled all year, and as Coach Rako said, they had several injuries this week and players in different positions. And this is one of the better games we've seen where the offense and defense really complement each other. No turnovers, some really key fourth down stops by the defense, and the offense took the ball back and was able to gain first downs and eat up the important clock. And just really proud of the effort and the way guys played very hard and played their positions well and really played good team offense and team defense.
Again, Chai High finishes the regular season 4-5, 3-4 in Big Rivers Conference play. They'll await their possible playoff fate tomorrow. But again, you want to end your regular season on a winning note, and they accomplished that here tonight.
Yeah, you know, on defense, Brett Krista, Carter Bovey, really stood out with making a lot of tackles, involved in so many of the plays. And then offensively, to see Von Hayden with the leadership that he displayed, and then Xander Neal ended up having some real big carries at key times to keep the offensive drives going and seal that victory. And then Fashenbauer with that field goal that, you know, they won by more than 3 points. And like, oh, was it a big deal? It sure was, because if they don't have that field goal, when Superior was close, they could have kicked a field goal themselves, but they had to go for a touchdown because of that 4-point lead. And so that was a big kick, and that was after they kept getting pushed back by penalties on that drive. And it ended up being like a 35-yarder into this crosswind. Was a great kick for a kid who this is his first year playing football.
And I feel bad that I never got the name and number of who blocked that point after. But we mentioned it thinking, oh, there's got to be a lot more scoring than this, that 7-6 game. But after Superior potentially could have tied the game up in that first half, that blocked PAT did end up proving to be the difference in this game. It was a 10-6 game, of course, but again, Superior never scored after that point. So again, credit to Chi-Hi special teams coming through with some nice plays here tonight. As you mentioned, complimentary football in all three phases doesn't always amount to a 30-40 point game. Sometimes it's 10 points and just a gritty effort, but you'll take a win any way you can get it.
Yeah, and you had a couple touchdowns called back by penalty, and then you had several times on offense where Superior put the ball on the ground. All of those but one they were able to get back, and so the ball certainly was bouncing their way. It seems like they were getting the calls favorably towards them, but yet Chi-Hi was able to overcome all of that, and plus being on the road and tough weather conditions to pull up this victory. And they're going to feel real good about this as they ride home and kind of wake up and be refreshing that WIAA website and seeing if they get a chance to have practice one more week and be able to go and play a very good opponent somewhere probably in the Fox River Valley next Friday night.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Again, stay tuned to our WOGO website, WOGO.com. Also, our social media pages at WOGO Sports on Twitter and at WOGO Radio on Facebook, as we will update coverage details. Again, congratulations to my friend Coach Mark Maloney. His McDonald Max would presumably get a high seed, depending on what bracket they are in the eight-player tournament, but we'll be looking forward to providing coverage for them as well. 8-0, undefeated in the regular season, back-to-back CWC West Conference champs. So again, we are planning to at the very least have McDonald coverage next Friday night. If Chi-Hi and McDonald play at the same time, we plan to do a live stream only broadcast for McDonald on Max TV. So thanks as always to Val Knobloch and McDonald for making it possible to cover both of our Chippewa schools at the same time. So again, if Chi-Hi does punch their ticket to the playoffs, you can expect that coverage starting at 6:35 p.m. from probably somewhere on the eastern side of the state next Friday night right here on WOGO with Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski on the call, WOGO Sports via Max TV. Thank you to Greg Stewart for keeping everything running smoothly back at the home base, a lot further away than usual here tonight, way back in Halley, about 2.5 hours away. Alan, thanks for making the trip up. It's a lot of fun, and man, we're hoping we get another shot at this.
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to say good thoughts for Simon Fish and recovering from a leg surgery he had today after an injury during practice this week, and wish him well and a good recovery, and looking forward to seeing him next week.
Again, thank you all for joining us all throughout the regular season. We're hoping that this isn't the finale, but if it is, thank you so much for making WOGO Sports part of your Friday night. Of course, we've got a full slate of hockey and basketball coming up this winter as well. We'll get that schedule up for you at WOGO.com at the conclusion of the football season, but hoping for a little bit more Chi-Hi football and for sure McDonald playoff football coming up next Friday night as well. For Alan Dunham, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from NBC Spartan Sports Complex in Superior. Once again, your final score, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals 10, the Superior Spartans 6. This has been Chi-Hi Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Superior.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-Hi Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, also by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roll-Off, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, also by Holly Bobie and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi-Hi Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress. 103.3